Starmie, welcome to our podcast.
Woo! Thank you so much for downloading it. You're amazing.
We would like to talk just for a moment about Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. They've officially sponsored our podcast.
Yeah, amazing. Shout out.
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit. They're up on Eubank and Osuna. And if you're looking to maybe shred the weight, the fat like me, well, you need to hit Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Dex, you're looking great today.
You are looking
pretty
good.
You look like you've lost like
1,000
pounds.
I did. 1,005 pounds.
1,005 pounds. That's good. That's got to be a record.
Yeah, well, it's
got to be a record.
Not true at all. It's worth the money that you're going to invest. $115 a month, unlimited CrossFit with a 12-month contract.
I like that. And, of course, we're all there at Bear Canyon doing it ourselves. I mean, I'm not needing to lose any pounds. But it is actually making me eat healthier, so my diet's improved, my sleep regimen has improved, and my mental well-being has improved just by working out.
Bear Canyon CrossFit, Eubank, and Osuna.
BearCanyonCrossFit.com. You can sign up for your free first class. There you go.
It's Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
It's still a bit early.
When are you going to wake up?
Where am I? What planet is this?
It is called Earth.
Who's with me? Snow! Snow! Snow!
Snow! Snow! Snow! Snow! Snow! Snow!
This is like a Christmas miracle.
The number one rated morning show in Trump's America.
Oh, boy.
Steve-O and his friends.
Yep.
Yippee!
The Morning Invasion.
All right, everybody. So excited to be here. Welcome to Steve-O and his friends, The Morning Invasion. It is day one.
Yep. I was so embarrassed because one of the first things that Steve-O says to the crowd is, have you guys ever listened to 104.1 The Edge?
Well, Dex found Jesus, and now he's on our station.
Yeah, he said that.
I got really excited. I had a camera in my face. There was a spotlight on me.
Now, the most important thing is the dump button. You're on a 7-second delay. Anyone gets too vulgar or intimate, you press the button, and it cuts them off the air.
These are neat.
These aren't important. These are just special effects.
Play the party horn.
It's Thursday.
The first order of business is to blame everything on the guy before me.
Showtime.
Hello. Good morning. Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. 6:11.
High today, 59 degrees.
59?
Yeah.
It's like 30 degrees outside right now.
Beautiful.
Welcome. 6:11. Good morning. Big show.
Yeah. Huge show.
In fact, let's kick it off right now, boys. Let's do this. Come on.
All I need is a miracle. All I need.
Gotta get that flim out.
All I need is a miracle.
Did you guys watch the Goldbergs last night?
Is you.
No.
This was the featured song.
Who sings
shows.
It? Don't tell me. Who sings it, Steve-O?
I don't know.
Mike and the Mechanics.
Ah.
It's on my phone. That's right.
It's a good song.
It's a wonderful song. I should have known that.
Anyways, watch the Goldbergs. It was a good episode last night.
Yeah, I thought I was being strong.
Oh, guys, I'm just trying to recover. Just can't get over this sickness. You guys got over it in like 2 days. My wife got over it in 2 days. Me, it's like day five. I just have a horrible immune system, I guess. You guys don't have anything to say about that?
What?
I feel all alone right now.
I'm reading all the comments on our post we put up yesterday.
Whoa, we got a lot of comments.
We did.
I don't know if I want to read them.
That's like the most comments we've ever gotten.
I quit social media yesterday.
Man, Facebook truly, truly turned into a dumpster fire yesterday.
So many smart people I know saying some of the stupidest things.
Right? It's crazy.
And it's hard. It's hard to read it because you understand, or at least you try to understand on both sides.
Yeah.
The frustration, the actual fear that some people are experiencing.
I just kept thinking, why can't you guys like go have coffee or something? Why is it? Because inevitably somebody would post something and there'd be a few comments and then there'd be the one that was like, bleh. And then they'd be like, oh yeah, well, bleh. And then all of a sudden there's this like fight between two people and I'm going, y'all need to like go get a coffee or something. You shouldn't be doing this on here.
Christian
friends.
Well, it's worse when it's family. Like I had a lot of family members back home. It was just.
Yeah. I don't know why some. All sometimes the stuff, we feel like we need to respond.
All
know?
The stuff around here was nothing compared to some of the family stuff that I was reading. Mm-hmm. It was just like, wow. Wow.
Yeah, right now, guys, this we have our president-elect, Donald Trump. He's going to be the next president. There's nothing we can do about that right now except come together as a country and support him. That's what we got to do, right? We support our president.
There were a lot of peaceful protests yesterday, which are good.
Yeah,
anytime
great.
There's a peaceful protest in America, I was telling Steve-O, that is a good thing.
Heck
that is
a beautiful
thing.
That's how we
thing.
Get our voices heard.
That's how our country's set up. Mm-hmm. That is supposed to happen. Anytime there is a peaceful protest. Now, when those protests swing violent, that's not.
There haven't been any around the country, have there?
There was a mass shooting in Seattle, supposedly. I'm trying to find more information about it.
But as far as protests, everything?
I think it was involved with a protest.
Oh, really?
Man. But I'm not sure. I'm trying to find more information about it. I'm coming up short. But I saw it flying around on Facebook. So now it's like, what? Is this real or is this not real?
Yeah, President Obama, he gave a speech yesterday. And, of course, Hillary Clinton, at the end of the show, we went live to her and she gave a pretty good speech.
Dude, she gave...
It was really good. I'm proud of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton for their speeches. Donald Trump delivered.
So there was a shooting yesterday in Seattle. And authorities are searching for a gunman Thursday who opened fire on a group of people outside of a convenience store after an argument. And the quote is, there was some type of argument that took place. A suspect walked away and then fired into crowd, striking those individuals.
Man,
gosh.
I don't know. It doesn't say. It says, as far as we know, it was a personal argument. They don't believe the incident was related to anti-Trump protests happening near the area. Okay, so I had friends posting this saying that this was a peaceful protest gone wrong. And, of course, it swung into the, there goes those peaceful liberals again. But obviously, people that posted that should have done a little more research because I'm looking at Fox News right now. And if there was a website that would say that it was the liberals' fault, it would be Fox News. But this is saying that it was an unrelated incident.
Mm.
Got to be careful. And that just shows everybody's kind of on tiptoes right now. Everybody's got emotions high.
Yeah.
So instantly you want to just blame the other person.
Yeah.
Not going to help.
A lot of emotions flying around. But if you can, try to not respond to stupid, if you think, it's a stupid post and you don't agree with it.
Yeah.
Try to just move on. It's just going to start a fight. And that's not going to help with your emotions at all.
No. I seriously had to disconnect from social media yesterday.
Mm.
I think I jumped on like once or twice for personal like, hey guys. But it had everything to do with my car and nothing to do with politics.
Oh man, yeah.
I saw that.
Tell us about your car.
Yeah. I mean, I got home and had to file a police report. And for those that didn't listen to literally any of the show yesterday, I mentioned 147 times that somebody vandalized. It's bad, dude. Like, you could tell they took a bat because the frame's actually, like, bent in an area.
Yeah.
It's like, dang, dude. So I had to clean out all the glass and move the car and then call insurance. And they're like, well, you don't have comprehensible. That would have covered the vandalism, so therefore your car isn't covered. And I'm like, cool. And it's like, but the good news is you also have homeowners insurance through us, so your deductible is only like $1,000. And I'm like, well, that's stupid. So since it was parked out front, I could have used my homeowners, but it was like,
the
deductible was so high that it was like, well, thank you so much. I'm so glad.
Remember, how much is it going to cost to to get that window fixed?
Honestly, man, I didn't even look. Because people were like, dude, it's going to be easy. I could probably get it for about $200. And I'm thinking, no, you can't, because this is the wraparound. It's the rear. They were thinking like the windshield. And I'm like, this isn't the windshield. This is the back, the wraparound. Like the electronics that went to it because it had the heating, everything, you know. It was the most expensive piece of glass on that car.
Gosh.
And so they busted the heater system. Like it's pretty jacked and
so selfish.
Yeah, kind of stinks. It doesn't make me feel any better that my car wasn't the only one hit. There were multiple cars in our neighborhood.
Awful.
All over the west side. Gosh. So shout out to everybody who decided to get frustrated over the election and just start vandalizing stuff, because so I guess somebody on like a Paradise Hills community blog or something was like, really cool DJ at Star. So people know, man. People know my car was hit.
Everybody knows.
But I wasn't the only one. There was a lot of cars hit, unfortunately. And it's just, it's frustrating, you know, to see that, because I guess at least the people on Facebook are just saying idiotic things, but it's just on social media. Mm-hmm. These people actually took to the streets and just started vandalizing property.
Did the thing.
That stinks, man.
Wow.
So, because, you know, to them it was probably just this quick act of rage or of whatever. They're angry about something, but, you know, that didn't just, it wasn't just a, oh, well, insurance will take care of it, because insurance isn't going to take care of it. No, well, you're just going to get I can't get a back window. And the funny thing is, my wife and I were just praying about donating my car to a ministry, because it's just kind of hanging out. We're actually having to borrow somebody else's car because it's got a problem right now. And we're like, well, we don't want to. So we were going to give it to somebody. And gosh, then that happened. And it's like, well, probably just have to give it over to a junkyard or something at this point, because I don't want to.
Scrap metal, man.
Scrap metal. I don't want it to be somebody else's problem. So.
Sorry, dude.
It's okay, bro.
Sorry.
Because,
man,
God is good.
That's right.
Jesus is on the throne. And Trump won, am I right? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, this morning we're going to talk about things you need to do to be happy.
Mm.
There was some blogger, he wrote an article a while back, and it's been going around. And she claimed there are 15 things you need to do in order to be truly happy.
Is one of them give up social media?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
But I was looking at this list, and I can get down with all of these things.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, as Christians, we know where our happiness comes from. But I believe that a lot of these things that she talks about, it all comes back to, you know, the fruit of the Spirit. You know, love, joy, peace.
Yeah.
Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. All those things just tie right into this little blog she wrote. So we'll discuss that coming up. Also, the top reasons to remain an American. Some of you are ready to pack it up and just head out of town. You're not gonna. We know you're not.
Nobody's leaving. I saw a list yesterday of all the celebrities that had said that they were gonna go. I would love to call them all today.
Yeah. So when are you leaving?
When are you gonna go?
Yeah. See you later. You don't want to be here.
Streisand's on that list. I'm like, cool.
Let me give you one. Here's the reason why you should remain an American.
Okay.
You'll get the new season of Stranger Things first.
Oh well, yeah. That's,
you live in America, it hits here first.
That's all I need.
That's very important. Yeah.
You're not leaving now. You're not leaving.
I'm not leaving.
You're not leaving.
I wasn't leaving to begin with.
That'd be the first one.
Yeah. I like that.
More on that list to come. Also, I have a question to ask you guys in the Star. Do you guys ever throw out your Tupperware?
Oh, no.
I do. Like, throw eventually. If it starts looking really grody.
Yeah, let's talk about
it's that. It's
grody.
It's out.
My wife and I have been butting heads over that.
No way, man. That stuff's expensive.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
So expensive.
So expensive.
Is it, though?
It's Tupperware, man.
Snails in the good news this morning.
Mm.
Anything else to talk about, boys? Anything on your minds, your hearts? What's happening with you two?
Tomorrow, the Nintendo Entertainment System Classic Edition releases. I'm going to need a couple people to stand in line for me. Limited quantities. Yeah.
Man.
Amazon's made an announcement today. Yeah. People care.
You know what we need to find? So I saw this. You know, every year before Christmas, there's always those toys that you need to buy because once they're sold out, mom and dads all around the world are going to be paying tons of money for these toys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you guys heard of the Hatchimals?
Nope.
Hatchimals.
I've never even heard. Okay.
It's the must-have toy this year.
The Hatchimals?
The Hatchimals. Look them up.
It was the first thing that popped up. Hatchimals.
Yeah, it's like a Furby or a Tickle Me Elmo. And
ba-da-do-bop.
A lot of places already
it's
sold out.
A dragon egg.
Yeah.
A dragon.
Hatchimals. They're an egg about the size of a Nerf football. You have to hold onto the egg and warm it in order for it to hatch. Evidently, it takes a while before anything happens. Once the egg hatches, there's a stuffed animal inside.
I was going to say, it just looks like a dumb animal. Look at it.
You're a little kid. That's pretty sweet.
A Hatchimal?
It's a Hatchimal. On eBay, they start at about $46, and they're climbing up to about $1,000 right now. And people are saying, if you want to get on this toy, you better act fast because this is the toy for kids this Christmas.
This stupid thing takes weeks to come out of the egg?
I don't know.
So,
if anybody knows, let us know if you know where we can get some of these. Cause...
Wow. Hatchimals. That is so dumb. They're in stores only. Shipping's not available. I'm trying to find them, and it's like...
It says they're available through some of the Walmart's websites.
Yeah, right.
Starting close, like $200 is like starting price for some of these. Hatchimals.
Yeah, look at these stupid things. They're just dumb animals.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of my daughter. She would have loved that.
I was going to say, they're all like pink and...
Yeah, if she knew...
They are... $60?
Yeah. If she knew that she could hold on to this egg and eventually it would hatch out a beautiful stuffed animal.
Yeah. Do you have to do anything with it?
I think you just have to warm it up.
$60.
Wait, what? Like, that's it? Literally?
Yeah, you have to hold on to it and warm it up.
So like a real egg.
Okay. This is really... How come we haven't invented something? So you listen to the egg... You can hear a heartbeat.
What you doing?
You flip
in there?
The egg, tap on the shell, it'll respond.
See?
How cool rainbow is that eyes peer out from inside the egg.
Oh.
And once that happens, it's ready to break out of its shell.
Mm-hmm.
You can encourage the creature with your touch and it will peck its way out of the egg.
Yep.
You have to raise your Hatchimal through three stages, baby, toddler, and kid. It sings Hatchy Birthday. You can teach it to walk. Talk, dance, play games, and repeat what you say.
Yeah.
Also, it requires 2 AA batteries.
This a lot it. Of batteries, guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. This is so dumb.
Steve-O, are you so excited that you're going to buy Brody one of those?
Probably going to buy
Brody. Brody will love the Hatchimals.
He would probably lose his mind.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, He'd be like, it's my Hatchimals.
Which, by the way, yesterday, we were hanging out, and I've been trying to get him to... He just has inherited so many toys from Jack, from Luke. And so I was like, man, we got a lot of toys. We have too many toys. Christmas is coming. There's some kids out there that don't have anything. Well, we should give some of your toys, buddy. You know, you got some really cool toys, and it'd be really great to share. And last week he was like, but they're mine. And I was like, oh, no, I've raised a monster.
What do you mean I have to give these toys away?
Last night, out of the blue, he comes up to me, and he says, Dad, I want to be nice now.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? And he said, I want to be nice. I want to give my toys away. And I'm like, oh, buddy, that's so sweet. Something. And he's gonna give away like a Hot Wheel. And he gets this giant cardboard box. And he starts like, I want to give away Fred. And Fred's like from Big Hero 6. That's his favorite toy on the planet. And I'm like, whoa. He starts putting in things he loves. My Thor hammer. And he's like excited. I'm like, these are like your favorite toys. And he's like, they could be somebody else's favorite toy. Yeah. And I'm just like, don't cry.
What a beautiful thing.
3 years old.
He's a beautiful
That's great.
Friend.
3 years old. I'm like, it's going to be okay, guys. It's going to be okay in the world. All right?
So you're just going to have him do a few? few toys?
Oh, no. There is a giant box, and he put...
You're going to go for it, huh?
He put a ton of toys in there, and it was like, I left it in there. I said, are you sure this is what you want to do? And, of course, he wanted to give them to Johnny first. So I said, all right, we'll let Johnny go through the box first and see what he
wants.
That's
cool.
But, yeah, no, he isn't taking them out. They're in this giant box. Those are for other kids.
Oh,
Brody. It's crazy.
Brody!
Yeah. There's, like, more in that box than there are in his toy room now.
Yeah.
How did all of our kids... become
grandparents,
amazing citizens.
Oh, amazing citizens. Okay, probably grandparents.
Yeah,
I thought you were gonna say spoiled with too many toys.
No, our kids are my kids. I can't believe how great they are. I'm blown away on how amazing my kids are. And your kids, same.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Little
man.
Danger. I mean, come on, he's already finished college.
Johnny Danger.
He's like Riri, man. He's
working on his doctorate.
So smart.
585 live. We got a live line. That's where you can text us. 585-5483. Just feeling stuffed up on this Christmas, you know what I'm saying? So cold outside. Big show today. Headlines, check the roads. We'll be right back.
Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President-elect Trump deserves a chance to lead.
I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans.
President Obama says he's also rooting for Mr. Trump's success and appealing for unity.
A lot of our fellow Americans are exultant today. A lot of Americans are less so, but that's the nature of campaigns.
Fighter jet crash over the Pacific Ocean. Two F-A-18 Hornets colliding near the Marine Corps Air Station at Miramar in California.
A coroner says two bodies found on the property of a South Carolina man who's been linked to at least five other deaths were a couple who'd been buried there for almost a year.
The number of Americans living in states with recreational marijuana has now more than tripled after at least three more states voted to fully legalize pot.
Jury deliberations underway in the murder trial of a white former police officer in Ohio who shot and killed an unarmed black man following a traffic stop.
The Dow gained 256 points to close at 18,589.
6:40, good morning.
High today at 59 degrees.
Chilly. Just seeing a lot of road construction at this point in the morning. You guys be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
338-3700. You can call us anytime. Text in at 585-LIVE. Tomorrow on the show, Willie Ames. He played Buddy on Charles in Charge.
Buddy!
Way more importantly than that,
he played Bible Man.
Bible Man!
He was Bible Man. Actually, I've never seen a single episode of Bible Man.
I used to play, I got a Bible Man DVD for the kids when they were little.
Really?
Oh, goodness.
And I regretted it. They didn't get into it.
You should tell them that. Tell them that tomorrow.
Sorry, my kids just didn't get into you. Big show today. Huge show.
Do you do that because you wish you were eating?
Maybe.
That's what Brody does when he's thinking.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I do when I'm thinking.
I just got a video of him seriously thinking, and that's what he was doing.
Guys, if you're listening right now.
Are you?
And you're bummed out. A lot of you are. A lot of you think the country is going to come to an end. This is the end. First off, it's not the end.
No.
Everybody said that when Obama took office. Yeah. Everybody said this would be the end of our country, and look at us now.
It's also not the second coming of Jesus, because I've also on the flip side seen people proclaiming like this is it. This is the beginning of a new world.
They say that every time.
Prosperous America.
They say it every time.
Man, I'm pretty sure it's just Thursday, man.
Yep. The sun, like Obama said, the sun will come up.
Tomorrow.
It's another day.
Great voice.
What we can do right now is come together, do our jobs, love one another. You don't jump on Facebook and post garbage. You don't attack other people because you don't agree with what they say. I don't know why. Why can't you have self-control? Why is there no self-control?
I don't know.
Why do you need to respond? Oh, we want to try to inspire you this morning. So I'm feeling a little under the weather. I don't know if I'm going to do a very good job, but these two next to me, they have beautiful voices. They're beautiful human beings.
What are we doing?
What? You need to inspire. Okay?
I'll inspire.
So we're going to talk Tupperware this morning.
Tupperware. What?
We're going to inspire you with Tupperware.
Getting our inspiration known with Tupperware.
Tupperware.
Tupperware!
I love this country.
Okay, let's get through the political stuff. Hillary Clinton gave her concession speech yesterday, saying her loss was painful, but asking her supporters to give Donald Trump a chance to lead. We have a clip.
Last night, I offered to fight Donald Trump on behalf of our country.
What?
I hope that he will be a sorry president for all disappointed Americans. I want to thank Barack and Michelle Obama. Our country owes you $5 and thank you from all of us. And to Bill, you crisscrossed this country. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him setbacks,
what?
Really painful ones.
Oh my God.
I am incredibly honored to have had this chance
skipping.
To represent all of you. May God bless the United States of America.
That's not at all what she said.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was weird. It was like skipping. It was like we need to like hit the CD player. Like
she's broken right now, guys.
Yeah. Okay. President Obama promised to be as helpful as possible in the transition of power.
I had a chance to talk to President-elect Trump to congratulate him on winning the election, and I had a chance to invite him to come to the White House to talk about making sure that there is a successful transition between our presidencies. Now, it is no secret that the President-elect and I have some pretty significant differences. But remember, 8 years ago, President Bush and I had some pretty significant differences. But President Bush's team could not have been more professional or more gracious in making sure we had a smooth transition so that we could hit the ground running. And one thing you realize quickly in this job is that the presidency and the vice presidency is bigger than any of us. So I have instructed my team to follow the example that President Bush's team set 8 years ago and work as hard as we can to make sure that this is a successful transition for the president-elect.
All right.
Celebrities lost their marbles over social media over the election.
Yeah.
America's beloved celebrities continued the all-out meltdown that began on Tuesday night and continued all day yesterday, and it's probably still happening. Captain America star Chris Evans said, "This is an embarrassing night for America.
Oh, man.
We've let a hate monger lead our great nation. We've let a bully set our course. I'm devastated."
Is that coming from Captain America?
John Cusack said, "The fascism is real. What you see is what you get. There will be no comforting illusions left to hide in. Look at it with clear, steely eyes." And Katy Perry said, "The revolution is coming. Rise up. Power to the people. Buy my latest single, Rise."
Right?
She didn't say that last part, but she might as well have.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how many of these celebrities are going to follow through with leaving, because a lot of them said they were going to pack up and leave our country.
Yeah. There are still protests going on at Trump Tower. I'm watching a live feed.
What are they burning? Is that a Trump head?
I told you, it's a dumpster fire. Everything is a dumpster fire right now.
Man, there are a lot of people out there.
Yeah, dude. This is crazy. This is, yeah. I am on the old YouTube Live.
YouTube Live.
Protests happening at Donald Trump Towers. There's protests here in New York. It's Chicago. L.A. There are actually protests here last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just stay out of the road.
Somebody chimed in
somewhere.
Well, somebody on the live line chimed in actually and said that a bunch of idiots blocked traffic on I-25 yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah,
actually blocking traffic.
Peaceful protesting. Come on.
Yeah.
Don't be walking down the middle of the highway.
Sometimes I understand protesting, I guess. Maybe I don't.
Well, it's great. That's how we, I know that we get our voices heard.
Right, but what does it do? Like, what did blocking traffic on I-25 yesterday accomplish? Do you think, like...
Got the news out there?
So that what?
People would pay attention.
It voiced people's dissension and, like, their opinion.
By, like... Because, I mean, for all they knew, they were blocking traffic, and there were some people with, like, Hillary stickers going, "Hey, man! I'm on your team. I just need to go to work. No, I'm with you. Can I go to work?
I'm bummed too.
Yeah, I'm bummed. Now I'm more bummed because I'm late for work. Like it. Who are they really hurting? You know what I mean? Like just other citizens in the community and their community.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But people are idiots.
Thank you.
I'm just gonna say it. They're just idiots. They walk out in the middle of the road because they think that's gonna help for some reason, which I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. You can have a peaceful protest outside of a building without walking out in the middle of the road stopping traffic.
It's like the streaker at an NFL game who like throws his clothes off and paints something that's like they're all gonna see this on national television.
Yeah,
that's
but
you still look
that's
crazy.
My favorite part of protest. That's my favorite version of protest.
You still look crazy.
I think it's great. I think. Protesting, you know, like it's an important function of our democracy as long as it doesn't get violent. And we can call people stupid all we want, but they have every right to get out there and do that.
Now, I think there's a difference between protesting in the middle of the freeway versus protesting at like the Civic Plaza. Let's have a civilized.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I mean?
I can see that.
Yeah.
But I guess the argument would be, well, I'm causing an inconvenience for you because you've caused a potential four-year inconvenience for me.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but I don't know. I would say, you know, sure, Civic Plaza, downtown somewhere that you could congregate without, I don't know. Marching across I-25 just seems so dumb.
Yeah, right?
I get it. The spirit of protest, I believe, if I'm getting it right.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to define it. I'm not trying to
defend it. Yeah.
The spirit of protest is it's a small rebellion. And so I think if protests were lined up and quartered and orderly, a lot of times the spirit at the bottom of it wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, I'm not feeling well. I'll go stand at the corner of the Civic Plaza again.
Yeah.
So it's saying... A statement or action expressing disapproval of or objection to something.
Yeah, people
to declare something firmly and emphatically in the face of stated or implied doubt. Yeah. Yeah.
You get a bunch of people that are passionate, angry, and upset.
What I'm saying is if there were like, if there was a place or it's like, if you would like to protest, that has to happen over here.
Mm. Right.
That would kind of remove the spirit of it.
Yeah.
So it is it's very inconvenient whether or not you agree with it. People going out on the highway is never a very smart thing if you ask me. I mean, even if you're just trying to cross the street, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
But I think too, like saying that people had to protest this certain way,
right?
You know.
Well, I guess, but then we couldn't call it part of our like democratic. You know what I mean? It's like, well, if it's part of the process, then wouldn't we need? Because if you're going against that, that's like anarchy. That's not
well,
right?
If it gets violent,
yeah.
If it gets violent, then yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous. What that is anarchy. That is a riot. That's not a protest.
Anarchy is a state of disorder due to absence or non-recognition of authority. That's exactly what it is. It's like, not our president. We are going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the absence of government, absolute freedom of the individual, regardless or regarded as a political idea. So, man, Are we on the verge, guys?
We're on the verge.
Of glory?
My boy Nick has reminded me. Guess what today is?
November 10th.
Today is the Marine Corps' birthday.
Oh!
Beautiful.
We want to thank all those people that served in the Marines.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to the organization.
Yes.
Tomorrow's Veterans Day.
Yeah, man. It is like political week forever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shout out to my boy Nick.
Hey, yeah. Nick. Thanks for your service, buddy.
Happy birthday to all those Marines out there. In completely different news from around the world, across the world, on the other side of the world, a massive sinkhole opened up in the middle of a city in southwest Japan yesterday and swallowed a street. Apparently, this thing is 100 feet wide, 50 feet deep. Someone was recording from a building right next to it when a huge chunk of the road collapsed.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That sinkhole's crazy.
It is a massive sinkhole. Wow.
Man.
Gone forever. A telephone pole has disappeared into hell, and we will never see it again.
I can't remember where it happened, but a few years back, there was a lady just hanging out in her house watching TV, and all of a sudden a sinkhole just took her whole house.
Wow.
She just fell right into the sinkhole. Gone forever.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, look mm-hmm. at that. That's massive.
It's like so just, big.
Just the earth opening up and swallowing the street.
Good How grief. Does that happen?
Miracles. Magic.
Okay.
Science. Reason.
Mm-hmm.
Magic. Ghosts. Turtles. Stephen A. Smith went after Colin Kaepernick for not voting.
Oh.
And we have a clip.
Colin Kaepernick, after all this noise that you made, to turn around and not to even take your behind to the polls to vote for a particular candidate, it is shameful. Absolutely shameful. Him of all people, because of the position he took, because of the attention he brought to the issues, the fact that you don't even have the decency to go to the polls and activate yourself in this election, as our president said, I don't want to hear another word from Colin Kaepernick. It's a waste of time. As far as I'm concerned, everything he said meant absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't want to hear another word from him.
Mm. Wow. I have to agree with that.
Yeah, I don't agree with a lot that Stephen A. Smith says, but he's not wrong there.
He is fiery.
Like, if you didn't even exercise that right, if you didn't even take part of the process as you were making such a loud noise about how broken it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Shame on you.
Yeah, man.
By the way, this just in, Amy Schumer said if you took her serious about leaving, you're a racist.
Mm.
That's from the live line. Thanks, guys.
All right, we got to take a break. 585 Live. 585-5483. You can text the show. It's Thursday. We'll be right back.
Children love
The Morning Invasion.
And for more than a decade,
The Morning Invasion
has been an invaluable resource for parents and caregivers.
The Morning Invasion
provides the perfect combination of entertainment and education.
Morning Invasion
delivers the essential whole child development skills your child needs.
The Morning Invasion.
Who better to reinforce those valuable lessons than their friend,
The Morning Invasion?
Darn straight.
Good morning.
Sounded edited too.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I think you need to check your resource website. What? A lot of these things sound edited.
No editing was done in the making of this program.
Huh?
7:15, good morning.
High today of 59 degrees. It's going to be cold today.
It's going to be We are sleigh riding right now.
Yeah, we are, dog.
I got my Christmas tree up. Presents underneath the tree all wrapped beautifully. Eggnog just chilling in the fridge. How the roads out there?
Looking good right now. No accidents to report. I had some people, saw my buddy Chris yesterday.
From Sage?
From Sagebrush.
What's up, Chris?
He was telling us a thank you for the traffic update.
Ah.
Because he was heading straight down Coors towards 40, and then he stopped. He got stopped. Said he sat there about 10 minutes, and then I popped on and said, there's an accident at Coors and 40, and they have stopped traffic. And he said that's when he went.
Yeah, there you go. Beautiful.
So we got to be on it. We got to be diligent with these traffics.
Traffic.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ah. 585 Live. You can text into the show. Pray for my voice, please.
What?
Pray for me.
What's wrong with it?
my cold, my strep throat, whatever it is.
Oh, I have a reminder. I have an idea.
Yeah?
So we're doing this thing coming up in December called Star Week, and we can't tell you guys a lot about it.
Star Week.
But we need your help.
Yes, we do.
On the live line, you text us all the time. It's 505-585-LIVE. What are the numbers? 5483?
Yeah, 585-5483.
You text us all the time, but you can actually call that number, and you can leave a voicemail. Mm. And so we need voicemails. We need reviews. We need, if you support this station, if you think it's fun, if you like the Morning Invasion, call us and leave a voicemail. Nobody's going to pick up. Nobody's going to talk to you. You just call and you leave a voicemail. Leave like a 15, 20 second why you like the station.
Yeah, because our boss said that nobody listens and that
no, we got to prove him wrong.
Nobody really cares.
We got to prove
he
him
did
wrong.
Not say nobody. So,
we need a bunch of them though. We need a bunch of
we
these
really
little,
do.
Yeah,
short little testimonies.
Star me now is the time. 505-585 live. We need your help and we want to know why you love the Morning Invasion, why you listen to Star 88.
Yeah, keep it kind of short and sweet if you can. But yeah, we'd love to hear how this show, this station, has impacted your life because I'm going to tear up.
Stop crying, man.
Because we cannot continue to do this without you guys.
That's right.
I mean, we need to inspire and to show that we're making a difference out there. So leave a voicemail. It's not just a text line. You guys can actually leave a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
585-5483.
But if you call expecting somebody to pick up and talk to you, that's not happening.
No, it's just a live line. Yeah. It's what it's for. We'd love your feedback. We'd love to know why you guys listen. Yeah. Thanks, Starmie.
Listen, you guys, I know, you're unhappy. You know, you're unhappy. You don't know what the future holds. We're going to inspire you this morning.
Are we?
We are.
Can we play Chicago?
You want some Chicago?
Well, I mean, when I think inspiration, that's the first thing I think of. Except, I can't sing.
No, we can't. I can't sing either. When you love somebody.
In the end of
easy,
time,
easy.
We gotta keep it light.
Dial it back, dial it back.
When you love somebody.
Always on my mind.
No one needs you more than I.
Listen.
We can't sing, guys. My ENT specialist, my ear, nose, throat doctor, said
he has an ant.
I have an ant, guys.
You have an ant?
I'm not allowed to drink more than one cup of coffee a day. I've done that. I'm not allowed to have any more caffeine than that. I've done that.
Good job, good job.
No spicy foods.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been rocking green chili or red chili or anything good.
Good job.
No citrusy things. It's been hard. I'm not going to lie. It's been awful.
Good job.
A couple weeks now.
You're doing great, man. Keep it up. Keep it up, man. Your voice is going to be so smooth and silky. It's going to be like
80 ounces of water every day.
Love that.
Blah. But it's working.
Starmie, how are you this morning?
Dexter.
Hey, Bill.
You know, when I first tuned in, I thought I was listening to NPR.
Oh.
Why?
Because of your voice.
Really?
Yeah.
I sound like an NPR?
Man, yeah. That's pretty good. I sound like an NPR.
I sound like an NPR.
I like turtles.
Hey. So hey. Seriously, you know what I really miss?
Yes.
What?
Ronald Reagan.
No, you know, I miss political ads.
Oh,
stop it. No,
Bill, it's been like 6 hours.
No, they're still running. I was watching TV yesterday, and the political ads are still going.
You know how sometimes boyfriends will do anything for their girlfriend?
Tell us more about boyfriends, Bill.
You know, they'll say anything.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
I got to believe that half those protesters out in the cities last night actually secretly voted for Trump.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that.
No, he's probably not wrong.
They're the boyfriends. It's the boyfriends of the girls that are out there protesting.
I know many people who actually voted for Trump who have no desire or care to talk about the fact that they voted for Trump because of what's happening in the culture around us.
Yeah.
I know. Those people need to come out of the closet.
man.
Bill, hey, Bill, we're talking boyfriends. We're talking
Bill, hold
closets.
On. Bill, don't hang up. Bill. Bill.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Bill. He's does busy. What he wants. That's what he wants.
He said he had guy. To go talk about his closet with a boyfriend or something. I wasn't listening.
Okay. Thank you for calling. 338-3700 if you'd like to call. Listen, we're here to...
just blown up.
Thank you.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I think the phone just... Yeah. Good morning. Are you there?
To accept, press 1.
Oh, yep.
To send a voicemail. Oops, your caller just hung up. Press 2.
Oops.
I've never heard
that. I've never heard that.
Oops, your caller just hung up.
Oh, man.
These phone lines are ridiculous. Anyways.
Guys, pause. People are calling us and leaving us voicemails already, which is wonderful. But I will tell you, Google tries to translate them into text, and I would like to read one.
Oh, no.
This is obviously not what this person said.
Okay.
Hey, sexy Dean. A great way. It's made my morning even more enjoyable driving to school. Just love hearing you guys speak and kind in the good board's message. And you guys just make it so Lawson with playing great music.
Oh, Lawson.
So thanks for all you guys do. I think your boss is wrong. There's at least one person listening to Michelle. Thanks, Dean. Bye.
Wait. What?
That's what it said.
Thank you, Google.
Yeah, that's great. We're saving these voicemails. People are already sending them in. Keep doing it. We're saving them.
Here, play it and see what it says.
I don't know.
Hit play.
No,
come on.
I don't know. I don't know.
Hit play.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, it's the fact of being a great way. It's made my mornings even more enjoyable driving to school. Just love hearing you guys speak and tying in the good Lord's message. And you guys just make it so awesome with playing great music. So thanks for all you guys do. I think your boss is wrong. There's
Sexy
at least
Dean
one person
out.
Listening to your show. Thanks for being back.
Hey, thank you, Sexy Dean. Appreciate you. Yeah, so leave a voicemail because we have something coming up in December called Star Week.
Star Week.
And we would like to hear how this station, how this morning show has impacted your life.
Mm.
You know, how it's made a difference.
And you can call our morning show Sexy Dean if you want to.
That is hilarious. We need to get that character.
Mm-hmm. Producer, you want to grab that phone there? Line 1?
Except press 1.
Yes,
here we go.
That's
press.
Somebody trying to leave a voicemail.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, all right.
I pressed 1.
That's all right.
To accept.
I think they're trying to leave voicemails, and we are answering the phone.
Yeah, don't try to leave the voicemail on the 338 number. You can call you have to call the live
this
line.
This is more confusing than alternate dimensions in Doctor Strange.
585-5483. That's the number you're going to call and leave a voicemail
Doctor
on.
Strange!
The number that you text us. Don't try to call our 338 number, please. Anyways, coming up. Things you need to do to be happy, according to this blogger. We'll discuss it. A lot of people out there not happy right now. They're upset. We'll talk about it. Top reasons to remain an American? We told you, new season of Stranger Things comes out next year. You move away? No, you can't watch it right away. That's terrifying. I'm going to be binging that thing right away.
Get in there.
Another reason to remain an American. Two words. McRib.
Okay.
You go anywhere
Dex,
else?
No,
McRib
man.
Ain't going to be there.
This is a terrible McRib ain't list gonna be so there. Far. You're not helping
McRib
anyone.
Ain't going to be over there in Norway. No way.
Oh, man. Give me one more. Give me one more. Come on.
A lot of you, as we have seen from all the protesters.
As we have seen.
Walking down I-25.
Mm-hmm.
Walking down Central. First off, please stay off the road.
Yeah, dude.
Peaceful protests, please.
Yeah.
This is another reason why you need to remain an American is because there's going to be a ton of construction jobs on the border. I mean, that wall is going to take a lot of people.
My
jobs, you need one?
Gosh.
We live real close. You could commute. I mean, depending on how much they pay. Guys, I might.
Dex is all about that silver lining.
I might head
lining.
For the border.
Oh,
that
man.
That wall's going to be
I'm
really
sure it's
tall.
It's going to be a very safe working environment,
it's gonna
too.
It's going to be a really tall wall.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yep.
Another reason just to stay put.
That
make
wall.
Some good money. Also, you're not going to find any buffalo hot wings in Belgium. It's just not going to happen. Buffalo hot wings were invented by Americans.
I feel like that's an American thing.
That's definitely an American
thing. You move to Belgium? No. There's no hot wings
but
there.
If you move to Belgium, the waffles are incredible.
Lie. Americans invented the waffles.
What?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, next thing you're going to tell there's me no they waffles invented in Belgium. French toast.
Well, actually, the Americans invented the French toast, Steve-O. It's not French at all. In fact, the French think it's stupid. Just some reasons to remain an American.
Oui.
Yeah, man.
Okay?
Yeah.
Just relax. It's going to be fine.
It is going to be fine.
It'll be great. Some of the live line said, I listen so much, your voices are in my dreams. Super weird.
Oh, that is super weird.
All right, thank
you. So sorry.
Thank you very much. We're looking at 45 days until Christmas.
Wow.
Get that. Guys, 45 days? Are you kidding?
I'm so excited about Christmas.
Oh. Hey, shout out to the Starmie, by the way, because we just got a phenomenal one. And look at this.
We got a what?
So I believe the Morning Vision is probably the best change. It's a transcript. I'm sure they said Morning Invasion. Best change 88.3 has ever done. If you guys are basically my cup of coffee in the morning, you're uplifting with all your stories. You can put me in a good mood in the mornings. And Steven... No, sometimes you pick my stomach hurt a little bit with how much I left that, you guys, but I love Morning Vision. The transcripts aren't really working.
Morning Vision.
Morning Vision.
The Morning
Vision. I hope you stay around for a very long time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, random person in the morning.
Got to know. Taya, I love you, but you got to stop with the squeals or whatever you want to call it. High-pitched noises. Can't stand them anymore.
Squeals. Do you squeal a lot?
I will commit to you. To continuing those squeals.
I don't know if you do that.
So that you will be on your toes at all times, listener.
I don't
That'll
think
help you
squeal.
Wake up. I've never heard myself do it. It can't be confirmed. It can't be denied.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yeah, leave a voicemail on the live line, if you would. 585-5483. Tell us how this morning show, how this station has changed your life, how it's impacted your life. Because we got a thing called Star Week coming up in December.
Yes.
And we're going to want to play some of these. We're going to want to read some of them. And if you don't want to leave a voicemail, you can always text us. But we'd really appreciate that.
We can't do that as I'm sipping coffee, man.
What happened?
You.
Did you just text me
just
on the live
scared
line?
Me. Just scared me with your shenanigans.
Shenanigans. today... Back in 2001, the first iPod went on sale.
Wow.
It was funny. I was watching on YouTube the very first iPod commercial.
Mm-hmm.
How'd it go?
And it was crazy. I had one. Yeah.
I had the first iPod.
A guy sitting behind his Mac computer, you know, the old 2000 Mac computer. And he's downloading a song from iTunes. And then he plugs his iPod into his computer, you know, when he's listening to the song on his Mac computer and he's just dancing. And then when he plugs it in and downloads it to his iPod, once it's downloaded, he unplugs it and then hits play and puts his headphones on and he starts dancing.
Gosh.
I'm like, man, it's so much easier now.
Right.
You don't have to sit there and download it from the iTunes.
I watched the Steve Jobs movie, and there's a scene where he's speaking with his daughter. She's kind of walking away from him, and he says, I'm gonna put 1,000 songs in your pocket. And then she's like, what? And he says, I'm sick of those Walkmans. I'm sick of you walking around with that big, clunky, or archaic piece of whatever. I'm gonna find a way to put 1,000, well, 500, but shooting between 500 and 1,000 songs in your pocket.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah, almost 1.5 billion iPods have been sold since 2001. But Apple has now all but phased it out because everyone just uses their phone for music now.
Yeah, my kids, we were getting ready for, you know, Christmas around the corner. What do you guys want for Christmas? Oh, my gosh. That one actually scared me. And the boys mentioned iPods, and I'm like, what is this, 2005? You want a what? You both have iPads. Why do you want an iPod? So that I could take it on the go. Yeah. I'm like, what?
I could take it on the go.
No.
Because I'm a man on the go. I'm a man about town.
We are not going backwards.
Here's the thing. You got to be careful with Steve-O. They're trying to trick you. Landon tricked us.
Oh, because he wanted an iPod?
He had $150 saved up. And he said he wanted to buy an iPod. And I'm thinking, yeah, sure, get an iPod.
Yeah.
Well, it's basically an iPhone. You can even download an app to call people and text people. So basically, he has an iPhone.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, I didn't really want my 10-year-old to have an iPhone.
Yeah.
But an iPod is basically...
Well, because the iMessage, but you still have to be on Wi-Fi to use it. You can't just be out and about.
That's true.
Yeah.
And the phone and texting doesn't scare me with them, but it's, you know, the internet and it's like...
Because with an iPad, they could already do that as well.
Yeah, you can do everything almost an iPhone can do. So
sorry, I'm still waiting for the part where tricked me. I guess I'm just...
No, remember Jack said he wanted an iPhone?
Dog. Yeah.
Didn't Jack want an iPhone?
Yeah, of course. He still wants an iPhone.
Yeah.
All the kids at school call him iPhone. Because he doesn't have one. He's
so
the only kid in school who doesn't
have
a phone.
He's trying to get an iPod, like, which is basically an iPhone.
Yeah.
But you'll let him get an iPod?
Why not?
Oh, my gosh. That just went right over his head.
No, it didn't.
It's the same thing as an iPhone.
I'm sorry, Jack. Do you have a job? Are you going to pay for the service every month? Because it's not just a one-time thing with an iPod.
I thought there were different reasons why they couldn't have an iPhone.
No, he's 13.
Okay, I'm done with you.
Hey, he called you Jack, too. I think he's really confused.
I know. He's on medication
Steve-O,
right now
okay?
for his voice.
Are you awake? Are you? What's wrong? Did your other window get bashed in?
Oh, man. Dude, coming up, I got to talk about this. Our friends in The Simpsons, you know, remember yesterday we were talking about the fact that they predicted Donald Trump?
Uh-huh.
I have a list of 11 times The Simpsons predicted the future.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
See, guys, you just got to dream it, you dreamer. Dream it.
Dream it. 585 Live. We're going to talk Tupperware. Some good news. More reasons to remain in America when we come back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
President-elect Trump deserves a chance to lead.
I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans.
President Obama says he's also rooting for Mr. Trump's success and appealing for unity.
A lot of our fellow Americans are exultant today. A lot of Americans are less so, but that's the nature of campaigns.
Fighter jet crash over the Pacific Ocean. Two FA-18 Hornets colliding near the Marine Corps Air Station at Miramar in California.
A coroner says two bodies found on the property of a South Carolina man who's been linked to at least five other deaths were a couple who'd been buried there for almost a year.
The number of Americans living in states with recreational marijuana has now more than tripled after at least three more states voted to fully legalize pot.
Jury deliberations underway in the murder trial of a white former police officer in Ohio who shot and killed an unarmed black man following a traffic stop.
The Dow gained 256 points to close at 18,589.
Good morning.
No.
Welcome to the Morning Invasion. 7:40.
High today of 59 degrees.
Traffic!
Gotta look at that traffic. There's a lot of congestion around the Coors Bypass and Coors area. All up into Corrales and whatnot. You guys be really careful. Also, 25 southbound off of Paseo and 40 eastbound once you hop off of Unser. Not seeing any specific accidents. Maybe there is one, though. If you see one, you can text it. 585-LIVE. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Go ahead, Steve-O. Wrap it up.
What? Thank you.
Go.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located Suite B. Don't know the rest of the address.
Suite B!
But we're gonna keep it going all morning long. And we're gonna make... What? The beat just skipped.
Suite B!
What is happening?
I'm trying to mash it up.
No, the beat just skipped.
Trying to mix it.
Listen, DJ Trainwreck. You can't skip the beat when I'm flowing. We gotta keep going and going. Gonna keep it going on till the break of dawn. Why do you do that? Why do you stop?
Just a slow fade.
In the middle.
Man.
It was just
a slow fade.
It was really abrupt. I felt like you asked me to do something and then you're taking it away from me.
I'm sick.
I gotta feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme.
I'm sick.
Something else, because bobsled times. God, I haven't seen that movie in years.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Come on, let's bobsled time.
No, okay, see, you don't know, the rhythm. What is the third line in Cool Runnings?
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme.
I remember, we're from Jamaica, got a bobsled team.
No!
Feel the rhythm.
Come
feel
on.
The rhyme. Come on, Jamaicans. Come on, Jamaica. It's bobsled time.
That is not what they say.
What is it?
Get on up.
Get on up. It's bobsled time.
Gosh.
That's a great movie.
Whew, I was going to freak out, man.
Feel the rhythm.
My kids just saw that.
Cool Runnings?
Yes. And now they're just constantly quoting it and trying to pull Jamaican accents. And I'm like, oh, gosh. Listen, guys, don't do this in public.
Just don't do it. Do it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Come on.
Yeah, right? In our time as a nation, nothing wrong with that.
Do it.
All right, it's time to get serious, guys. We got a letter.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Your mama.
Marty wrote in. I've always thought my wife and I were in sync with our political views, but now I've
realized that we're Backstreet Boys.
No.
Dang it.
I've come to find out that that's not the case. We've been married for a year, and we went to the polls together to vote. As we watched the news, she came clean and admitted she voted for the other candidate.
Oh. Dun-dun.
I had no idea her views were completely opposite to my own. She said she didn't want to get into a fight about politics.
Good.
She just wanted me to know she wasn't hiding anything from me by voting for someone I absolutely can't stand. I still felt completely blindsided, especially in such an important election. Are there any couples who fiercely disagreed about this election and it didn't lead to a huge fight? Is it possible? I don't know my wife at all, it seems like.
Impossible.
Okay.
Poor Marty.
You know, no, stop it, Marty.
He married someone else.
I don't want to give you too much grief about this, but come on, dude. Maybe it's because I'm fed up because I'm sick of seeing friends fighting on Facebook and like, oh my gosh. You can't even talk about it because everybody's so up in arms, either because A, their person won, and I saw some really outrageous overgeneralizations and you can't be a Christian and vote for Hillary, and then on the flip side, it's like, well, you can't be a Christian and vote for Trump because, you know, and everybody has
these, what's up,
like,
bro?
Yeah, and everybody's getting like aggro and weird and proclaiming all these things, and I'm like, listen, I get it, you're passionate about politics, but you shouldn't let that supersede our first citizenship, because we belong to the kingdom of God, right? First and foremost, we need to embrace people with love and grace and mercy and compassion. And I get it. You can get wound up. There were attack ads on both sides. People were saying outlandish things, and both campaigns were all about this. So it's no wonder that, you know, Hillary loses. And even though she's been super gracious and wonderful, and even though the president's been like super gracious and like, hey, let's bridge this gap and let's move forward and let's do all these things, their followers are like, we're gonna burn the buildings down, man. Anarchy in the streets.
This giant Trump head.
And I'm like, okay, what? So, husband and wife, to the husband who says, I thought I knew her, and I just don't know her. It's like, okay, really, dude? Really? That's your stance? Like, you don't know your wife because she chose to vote for somebody different? If I found out that Chrissy voted differently than me, it honestly wouldn't do anything other than like, huh, okay, what, why? I would probably want to have a discussion with her and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But Chrissy and I actually are we're both very, I don't want to say informed, we're very informed, but we care about the issues. My wife works in childcare. She runs a private Christian school and a daycare facility, right? So obviously, like, when it comes to education, that's very important. When it comes to state funding, because a lot of the kids at her school are state-assisted kids. They wouldn't be able to get this amazing education without that help, right? So there are other issues that we look at. And so I couldn't imagine allowing that to divide you so much.
Right.
Now, on the flip side, I will say this. I kind of feel like that's a conversation that could have happened before you got married.
Yeah,
especially if you have completely different political...
Why did your wife now decide to tell you? That's weird.
So somebody just chimed in all live and said, I can't imagine willingly marrying someone who had opposing political viewpoints. I'm sure that's something we would have discussed way before we got married. So I actually feel for this guy.
Yeah, but you can't... You change over time. You change.
I agree with that as well, too.
Yeah, it's...
When I was 18, I was, like, super staunch in my viewpoints of certain things, but it was clearly from a place of my upbringing, definitely, like, my parents or my mom, you know, and the church and different things, but they weren't strong convictions in my life. They were just, well, this is right for life.
Mm-hmm.
And as I grew, there were other issues that came into play, and it's like, oh man, it should be both. I wouldn't say I'm like, I am a diehard Republican or I am a diehard Democrat. I believe that there are issues that I very greatly care about, so I always want to see where a certain candidate sides on those issues. Dude, Ronald Reagan, who Republicans proclaim is like the greatest dude in existence, was a Democrat to start, right? So like, Our governor, Susana Martinez, who is a Republican, was a staunch Democrat.
Same with Donald Trump. He used to be a Democrat.
Right,
now
like
he's
people,
a Republican.
Okay. Well, I felt like I had a couple good examples, and then he just pooed on everything. But so, I mean, I understand, but you can't allow something like that to divide your marriage so much that you're like, I just don't even know her anymore. I don't know what to do. But maybe I'm just maybe I'm just letting it slide because I'm so done with all of the Facebook rants and stupidity.
Exactly. And I think we can agree. I don't want to take the other side because there shouldn't be another side. It's absolutely okay for your wife to have voted for somebody else.
Yeah.
Why is that so bad?
Unless you're that guy that messaged us yesterday and said women shouldn't be.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure
it would be a big argument.
But why does it matter? Why can't you just have a discussion?
Yeah.
A calm...
Because that's my finest piece of property, and she has to think exactly like I tell her to think.
And Marty, I don't think you do that.
No. But Marty, you're passionate. Your feelings are valid, okay? Sure.
Do you guys, like, super get down and talk politically with your spouse?
Well, it's funny because this is weird. We got this email because last night my wife, she actually, she told me she voted for somebody that I didn't vote for.
Right.
I'm not going to say who she voted for, but... She didn't vote for who I voted for, and I was kind of in shock.
Yeah.
But we kind of laughed about it, and I asked her why, and she told me, and I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And we just went on with our night. We didn't need to fight about it, or I didn't get emotional about it or hurt because she voted for somebody else.
Maybe Marty is sending the letter to the wrong radio station, because all of us in here, like, we talked a little bit beforehand, but when we went to the voting booth, I had no idea who either you guys were voting for.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't matter to me. It was like, I don't know whether you guys vote for Hillary or who, like, honestly, you're my best friends and I don't care.
Yeah.
It's not going to divide. It's not going to change our relationship. Why does it matter?
Right.
But then on the flip side, I will say that there are friends of mine that were so passionate. It's like, there's literally no way I'm ever going to tell that person who I voted for because I love our friendship too much to allow that division to take place.
That's what I don't understand from their side of things, how they could cut a friendship off, a relationship off, because they don't view the same things that it doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's because there's no more educated discussions anymore or informed discussion. We're not sitting down and talking it out and going, okay, so you voted this way. Tell me what like deep conviction you had about why you voted for this person. And then the other person goes, well, because I care greatly about this issue and blah, 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 blah. And growing up, I blah, 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 you know, because there's always that personal reason why somebody, you know, and then you can go, right on. Okay, I can get behind that. Cool. Glad we're friends. That's not happening anymore. There are people lighting things on fire in the streets, angry, proclaiming hatred for somebody. And if you voted for that person, like you are a bigot, racist, you know, whatever. And it's unreal to me.
You better not say that you voted for Gary Johnson because, oh my gosh.
Oh man, there were so many people angry about that because because
you're
the
reason why.
You're the reason Hillary lost this state and this state and this state. And so, there were people just throwing out hate everywhere. So I don't know, man. A husband and wife, if you're just joining us, by the way, we got a letter from a Starmy member who found out his wife voted oppositely of him and is kind of at a loss.
Mm-hmm. What about this? This person says, I understand what you're saying about changing, but I feel like the longer you're married and being that one flesh, I feel like your opinions about just about everything come closer to one another and they don't diverge because we live together, we read together, we do everything together, and we become more like each other than anything.
Yeah.
They also said, my wife and I are best friends. We talk about absolutely everything with one another. It's just hard to think that we could not know what the other one was thinking about certain issues.
Hmm. Okay. I guess it could be a shock. If you are that close, I mean, you do everything together, you talk about everything, and then all of a sudden she drops a bomb after you already voted. Hey, I voted for the other guy. You know?
Well, what if they had talked it out and they both had a plan? Yeah, they had this plan and it was like, we're going to vote this way. And then maybe she read this article or something happened and she prayed about it. And then she was like feeling convicted about a certain thing. And it was like, you know what? I'm going to do this, and changed her opinion. I know a lot of people who did that as well, who were planning on voting for a certain candidate. And then like something came out or they heard something or they read something. And it was like, well, no, I don't agree with this or I do agree with this. So I'm going with this candidate instead.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody chimed in and said, there's an enjoyable saying for what I'm talking about. They said, if you're a Republican before 30, you have no heart. If you're a Democrat after 40, you have no brain. Thank you, Starmy.
Starmy jumping in. Yeah,
good morning.
Oh, gosh.
You there?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Adam.
Yeah, so I'm with you, Dex, in some sense. I think you guys know my wife better than you know me, but I chime in here and there, so you know that I'm not.
Your wife needs to stay off Facebook. Adam, you need to control your wife. She is one of the people I'm talking about that scares me right now. Poor thing, man.
Here's the thing that happens, and I'm not much of a policing guy.
Yeah.
In the sense of, I'm not, you know, I think we have freedom and liberty. Do I think certain things should be kind of shied away from? Yeah, I do, but I'm one of the guys that I don't get emotional.
Right.
I don't get heated. I like to have discussions, you know, and I think part of, you know, the problem, or at least bits of it, you know, I'm reading this book called The American Dream, and it's written by, name just slipped my mind, but he's talking about the shared experience of America, and I think the problem that we're having, kind of like what you're talking about, Steve-O, and how we can't seem to have these conversations without people getting offended and asking why, like, what's going on?
Yeah,
I think part of it is the shared experience of an American, and he lays it out. It's a brilliant book.
Man,
and
I want to read it. What is? Who is it?
Who wrote it? I'll text it.
Okay, please do.
What the guy's name is?
Is it Jim Collin?
No, it's Jim Carrey.
No, I'm serious. Jim Collin, The American Dream: A Short History of an Idea That Shaped a Nation.
No, that's not it. No, I think it's called The American Dream in Crisis.
Hey, Adam, I have a question for you.
It's Robert Putnam.
Okay.
Robert Putnam.
Okay. Adam, I have a question.
Right. Hey, he's all not right, done giving his...
I know. We're coming up on a break anyways.
Okay.
So I'm sure your wife, she'll call us or text into the show, but is the reason why your wife... do you think she posted what she did just to get a reaction to see what people would do, or was it...
I think initially it was... I think it was a cute thing that my daughter said, and that she was posting it. And I think her intentions were just, this is something cute my daughter said.
Yeah. Right.
But,
I agree with that.
The thing is like, it's kind of like anything, you know, it's a cause and effect thing. If you have this reaction, you're going to have an equal or greater reaction in the opposite direction.
Right. Yep.
And that's where I think it becomes, and Facebook becomes sort of like a huge caveat for that. Mm. And it can be destructive because we can say things we don't mean, because we're in the heat of the moment, and that's part of the problem with Facebook. And that's something that I think when you really look at from a historical perspective, it's not something that we've had to deal with before as a culture. Yeah. We've never had this sort of, I could just kind of go off in 1 second, and then somebody else can, and now we're like knee deep and like, how did I get here?
Yeah, yep. You know? Exactly. Yep. I agree. There's just way too much emotion behind this election right now, and man, dude, you are one of my favorite people to talk to because you are that guy that loves a good discussion. So thank you for being a solid civilian.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, I don't understand how. I mean, I get emotions, but I think the thing that I had, because I used to be very like that, but then I realized that I don't have a monopoly on truth.
Mm. Yep.
Dude. You know, it's not. How can I always be right? I can't. And when I kind of humble myself and listen without trying to respond, just really listen to what somebody has to say, I realize that I can be wrong. And in fact, I'm wrong. I'm more wrong than I'm right half the time, you know, or more of the time, rather.
Yeah. There you go.
That's wise advice,
That is what needed to be said.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Gotta go.
Later, man.
I love that dude.
585 Good Live, dude. You can text into the show. You can call us, like Adam just did, at 338-3700. We got a letter from Marty. He says, I just found out my wife voted for the other candidate. He's very upset. We'll get to your phone calls, your text messages when we come back. Hang out.
With Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
It's been a really strange day. Some people celebrating, some drying their tears, and all of us reflecting on what has been the nastiest of election campaigns. Whoever you voted for last night, Trump, Hillary, those other two. Now is the time, more than ever, to remember our values. This country isn't about one election result. This country is about the people who live here. It's you. It's how you treat one another. It's the tone you set that will define who we are. Go out and put your arm around someone, even if you hate their politics. Tell them that you care. If this country can unite together, work together, then you know what? We'll remember America is great and always, always has been.
Mm. James Corden.
Beautiful.
I like that, man. Welcome to the program, everybody. Remember, leave a voicemail at 585-LIVE. That's our live line where you text in. We're asking you to call that number and leave a voicemail telling us how this station, how Star 88, how this morning show has impacted your life. We got something pretty cool coming up in December, and we want to share those testimonies. So leave a voicemail, 585-5483. 805, good morning.
Oh, no!
It looks like the high today was 59 degrees, and there's a lot of traffic going on.
Traffic! Holy smokes!
There's an accident, San Antonio Drive at I-25. There's also a lot of congestion on 25 southbound. Now, if you're coming, or if you're going up into Corrales, like if you're traveling northeast into Corrales, you're going very slow. Also, Coors Bypass, slowed down. It looks like Coors itself, right before you hit Paseo, also slowed down. Lots of congestion on 40 eastbound around Unser and Coors, and I-25 northbound around Gibson and Avenida Cesar Chavez. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com. Or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update. You know that I'm falling and I
don't know what to say. So I'm going out to my wife. Well, come along, baby. It's our song. We better make a start.
You better make it soon before you break my heart. Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome. How has this station impacted your life? How has this morning show changed your life? Good, bad, whatever. Leave a voicemail. Leave it.
Somebody just chimed in, actually, and said, thank you for speaking out. I realize I've judged my peeps harshly for not having my views of the candidates.
Yeah, I think a lot of you have.
Yeah.
We know you have. We jump on Facebook, and it's crazy.
Well, it's so funny how Christ calls us to love our enemies, right? Like, pray for those who persecute us. We're called to love. And it's like, that's you're right as a Christian. That's great. That's perfect. Until somebody has like a Hillary bumper sticker and it's like, oh my God, I hate that person. You're like driving, you know, and it's like, where does that hatred come from? Mm. Why is that? I remember being a kid and in the church, it'd be like, it was a different culture maybe then, or maybe I was just a kid and didn't understand it. But I remember times where it was like somebody would mention another religion or, you know, and it was like, well, obviously they're just going to hell, you know? And it was, there was like hatred, venom behind it, you know? It wasn't like, man, we need to pray that God would bring truth, that God would lift the veil, none of that. So hopefully it's eye opening and a reminder that yes, even your liberal friends, and on the flip side, yes, even your Republican friends, your conservative friends, are still human beings.
Yeah,
we can love them. We can conversate, and I mean, we got a letter, and it kind of blew up the live line. So
yeah, the letter Marty wrote in. He said he just found out that his wife voted for the other candidate. They went to the polls together. They voted together. But then the next day, they're sitting there, and she comes clean and said, you know what? I have to admit, I voted for the other candidate. And Marty seems crushed. He said, this completely blindsided me. This is such an important election, and I thought I knew my wife. I thought I knew her, man. He's very, very hurt over this. Yeah, like Steve-O said before, you might have emailed the wrong morning show because I think the three of us.
We're not
that passionate, I guess.
Do you think it's because our friends. I mean, I care.
Yeah, that,
we all
that was
part.
The wrong wording. That, we're passionate about it, of course, but.
But it should never supersede friendship.
Yeah, right.
Or.
Yeah.
I mean, we have friends, good friends, who are so passionate on both sides. Mm-hmm. I have friends who were like diehard Trump supporters, and I have friends who were like diehard Clinton supporters, and I love them both. I don't want to eat with either of them. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. But it was just, it's, man, I didn't even want to talk about it because it's like, why is this such an important thing? Because you would have a Christian on one aisle like screaming and proclaiming, whether it was gun control or abortion or, you know, and yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. But then on the flip side, you have somebody as a Christian saying, no, dude, but he says he spews venom. He breathes hate. He and Hillary, you know, and whatever. I would never, ever, ever blanket statement. And because some of the things I was hearing was like, well, but we're called to care for the oppressed. And, you know, look at this, that whether it's the LGBT community or it's the widows, the orphans. And my thing was always, okay, Republicans, Democrats, who cares? Because we as the church are actually called. We shouldn't rely on the government to take care of all of these things one way or the other, because we as a church are called to care for the widows and the orphans. And I do agree, you know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, here comes the social gospel, because I am all about that. But I think that's on us. And I do agree that Jesus sided with the marginalized and he cared for humanity, but that's just it. He cared for humanity. It wasn't like, but we got to go, you know, block traffic on I-25 because Caesar's in power.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, just render to Caesar what Caesar's. He established a whole new kingdom, you know? Like, why are we so passionate about a red or blue color? Because we're not nearly as passionate about Jesus.
Right.
You know? Do we really get amped and fired up and proclaim the gospel the way that we're proclaiming our politics? Would you really consider like divorcing a spouse, walking away from a friendship because you found out they voted for somebody else?
Yeah.
Really?
And see, that's kind of like when, in a sort of response to the idea behind the two becoming one, and then aren't you supposed to turn into... I can see, yeah, but you're not supposed to turn into one brain. You're obviously not going to think exactly the same about everything.
Right.
I think, I understand Marty being hurt.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's coming from a place of thinking he was right and feeling betrayed and disagreed with. Because, well, a big part of a relationship is... you learn how to agree to disagree and love each other despite that.
Yeah.
That's the basis of any relationship, mm-hmm. is finding a compromise, finding a place where the two of you, you might not think the same thing, but you carry on together anyway.
Right.
I'm presupposing something in my personally, so maybe it could be. I immediately presuppose, like, well, Marty obviously voted for Trump, and then he found out his wife voted for Hillary. But what if it's opposite?
Yeah.
What if they had conversations, and he had voted for Hillary, and then all of a sudden found out that she actually voted for Trump, and it's like, my candidate lost? Maybe he's, like, hurt because
maybe
it caused his candidate to lose, you know?
Maybe.
Not that, I mean, still, regardless, Tao is absolutely right.
Yeah.
Chrissy and I do not agree on everything.
No. Yeah, and I think you got to use wisdom. You know your wife. You know your husband. And... you know what you should and should not bring up. Like, my wife, I know, like, I probably shouldn't bring up certain subjects with my wife, mm-hmm. because we can get very heated. We can get very passionate when we talk about it. And I know it's going to spill over into, it could spill over into a fight. So why even go there?
Yeah.
So maybe you need to take a step back and think about, should we be discussing this, or is it just going to turn into a huge fight? Because it's not worth it.
Not worth
it. You know?
Liveline, man, just blowing up.
Beep, beep.
You want to? Okay. I think posting incendiary comments on Facebook is super easy, but it rarely does any good. I found that a much better way to deal with these things, message someone privately if there's something you want to discuss with that person. Create a one-on-one dialogue that's not open for all the world to see. The fact is, Facebook is causing us to share thoughts and opinions about things in a forum that doesn't allow for rational dialogue, in a setting where misunderstanding is a lot more common than a face-to-face conversation. Let's face it, the ability to text message, Facebook message, and all the other things that are a part of our society now is greatly contributing to our inability to have a thoughtful, rational conversation with another face-to-face, even when we don't agree. We call those situations awkward, when really there's no reason they should be awkward, because sharing different opinions and talking through things should be much more natural than it is in our society today. Mm. So true.
Thanks for holding. 338-3700. Hello.
Hi, my name is Julia, and I had a kind of a totally different thought on the whole take of this. I think that we have to look at God set Trump up as our king. You know what I mean? So we have to look at it and say it's not us as humans who really decide. It's God ultimately.
Hmm.
Man, that's a tough theologically. I don't know. I'm like.
I don't
hear what
that.
You're saying, but I don't necessarily agree, because we know that God is sovereign, but we have also been given free will, and we're talking about a democracy where we had an opportunity as human beings to vote, and
right.
ultimately, yes. But I think it's a slippery slope to just say that this is what God wanted, because in turn, if we take that logic, we have to look at other people in power who rose to power, like Hitler and other world powers.
Yeah, well,
do you know what I mean? So
yeah, that's true. That's true. But I, you know, it's just sometimes it's like, you know, we just want to argue and get our point across.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think you just have to step back and go, you know, wait a minute. You know, is arguing going to do us any good, or is recognizing the Lord's hand in this?
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes we have to recognize the Lord is at work as well.
I think we need to do that in all things. I think, because 4 years ago, I didn't hear that. Do you know what I mean? I certainly did not vote for President Obama, because people would say, well, Hitler, it was a different culture. It was a different. So let's take 4 years ago when Obama was elected president. I don't know many Christians that were saying that this was the will of God, you know? So I'm not completely disagreeing.
Well, that's true.
It's just taking a standpoint of, man, I always shy away and get weird when it's like, well, no, this is what God wanted. Because, I mean...
Yeah, well...
I think that's easy as
yeah, I understand.
For us humans to take that approach, because we can get fired up. We can...
Oh, yeah.
We can go the opposite direction. But to take a step back and be like, ultimately, we know what happens. Yeah. We know what happens in the end.
I always wonder about that stuff, too. Not picking on you, because I have many friends, so many family members that they think exactly like you do, or like you've expressed to us. And again, not picking on you, not trying to belittle what you're saying at all. I just disagree with it, because it's really hard to compare it to like a democratic republic like we have to a biblical kingdom, because they are two different things. And you can, I understand where people can draw parallels, but then also I see where that makes it convenient to choose that illustration at some times and then to not choose that illustration at some times. And so for me, when we pick and choose parallels like that and we apply them sometimes, but then if we don't necessarily like the outcome, we don't apply that parallel and we use something else, then it doesn't line up for me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
I do think God allowed it, obviously.
Right, well, you guys have a good morning. Thanks
you too.
A lot.
Thank you, Julia.
She had to go.
Sorry.
585 Live, you can text in or call us. 338-3700.
I do think God allowed it, obviously. I mean,
yeah.
It's tough. We were talking about this off air, actually, because that's a lot of what I've heard.
Everything.
Too many deep theological.
I mean,
and this is what we're seeing on Facebook right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this is just, it boils down to, and it's funny because you see the same kind of arguments coming from completely non-theological places.
Yeah.
Like, it all really boils down to, do we get to make our own decisions, or is every decision already made?
Somebody said, I think that to say it's God's will is a stretch, but I do believe that God has a plan that's beyond our comprehension. God can allow it. I
would like to throw it out there to the Stormy. Text in or call us. If you're one of the people that has jumped on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, whatever, to respond to something that you didn't agree with. Just tell us why. I mean, did that make you feel better responding to someone's post because you didn't agree with it? Did that help? Because I remember doing that years ago when Facebook first started. I remember I kind of got caught up in that in certain areas. If it had to do with, you know, attacking my faith or, and it did nothing. It made it worse, and it didn't show Christ. And I'm just curious why. If you could text in or call us and let us know, because it's a crap sandwich right now on Facebook. That's what it is. I wanted to say something else, but
wonderful.
Yeah,
I think you said the right.
It's
thing.
A poopsicle.
It
there
is.
You go.
It's a poopsicle
because it looks lovely, and it's like, oh, I love popsicles. No. Nope. Yeah. Wrong flavor, man.
Yeah, I want my news feed to look different.
Oh, man.
It doesn't.
It's just not. It's awful. I've seen some really lovely, wonderful human beings say really hateful, ignorant things to each other. I've seen friends divide in ways that I'm like dumbfounded by. I saw some people yesterday just fighting it out over the usage of a word. And again, there's so much that goes into reading a comment on Facebook, because you were throwing in your spin, if you will, your take, the way that you choose to ingest what they said. It can be misconstrued very easily.
Yeah.
I'm a super chill, lackadaisical dude. And so if I call somebody bro or dude or whatever, I mean no disrespect by that. It's just my culture, my age. But I saw people taking offense to some things yesterday that were just dumbfounding to me.
Yeah.
And then jumping on crazy soapboxes. It was weird, man.
Thank you for calling. Good morning.
Yeah. Sorry to comment on the whole deal that you guys are talking about. I call almost every day. Well, I try to call a lot, but
thank you.
I can't believe that. One thing I want to say, your station really helped me, because I used to listen to like the secular station in the morning, and that just, I guess the way how you start the day off. If I started off with you guys, and I have a good day, I noticed that. And even my wife, she feels safer driving, listening to your station than listening to a bunch of secular crap. I know it. She feels safer because she feels God with her in a way, because you guys believe in the Lord, you know? Mm. And I also do too, you know, because I used to listen to the secular crap, and I don't listen to that no more. And we believe that God is with you guys, and we enjoy your station. And also, I just want to comment on Trump. I heard last night about his talk with Billy Bush on the bus about girls and all that, and I was like, geez, I didn't hear it without the bleep. And I was like, dang, he really went that far. But then I seen how Hillary's against abortion and all that, and I know back in the Old Testament how they used to sacrifice child to God and all that, and people that just the evil people, you know. And that's kind of like abortion. I think, well, that's kind of sacrificial back then, but I'm against abortion because I believe that that's a life right there, you know. Right. And Hillary believes in going in there and taking that life, and God is with you guys. I know that, and God is against abortion. And so I listen to you guys and enjoy your show.
We love you.
You know,
like,
you sound like Joe Dirt, but you guys are good.
Thanks, buddy. Love you so much, buddy.
I love you guys.
Love you so much.
Thanks,
you
too. Man. So encouraging.
Jeanette on the old emails. So archaic. studio@star88.fm if you still use email. Jeanette said, I get what you guys are saying. However, we are individuals and God has given each of us convictions as we develop our relationships with Him. Your wife, to the person that chimed in with the letter, voted her convictions. Political views really should not govern our personal relationships. Love covers a multitude of sins. Do not allow disagreements to become sin. Saw a lot of that sinning going on Facebook yesterday. Mm. Oh, man. Also Twitter. Don't want to just exclude. You know, I don't want to exclude Twitter. There was a lot of stupidity on Twitter as well.
Someone on the live line said, Dex, I enjoy responding on Facebook to stuff, but in a lighthearted way. I throw in opinions, but try to keep it enjoyable. So that's kind of my thought.
I haven't done that either, because people can still misconstrue that. You can be comical and sarcastic, and people will read it as brash or arrogant or, you know?
Yeah.
And so I did not comment on anybody's stupidity yesterday.
Or people will go after and then realize, I think, later what they've done, and they'll say, hey, I was just trying to provide conversation. I said, man, a lot of friends from back home doing that kind of stuff. And it's like, come on, man, you weren't doing that. Mm-hmm. You were jumping into the fray, and then you realized you were, you know, kind of going kind of crazy on Facebook, and so now it's a joke.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for holding. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm glad you guys are talking about this. Back to Dex's original question about, you know, how far do you actually go on social media? Personally, having been in HR, there's a lot of companies that look at that kind of thing when they're looking at people who get hired. So PSA number one.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe don't share so much.
Yeah.
Just a thought. People are biased without even realizing it. And you can really tip their hands in a bad way if you are putting everything you think and feel on Facebook.
So
the internet is forever. And I think we all just need to go back to, would I say this to somebody's face? Would I tell you you're an idiot face-to-face? Probably not. Mm. So if I'm going to put it online, isn't that the same thing? And I try to keep it funny, and I try to keep it light. And if I know someone well enough and I think they're posting something that is wrong or incorrect, I try to kindly, you know, say, no, I don't think that's right, and this is why. I had a friend, you know, blowing Trump up for being racist, misogynist, blah, blah, blah. It's like, hey, just because the KKK endorsed him doesn't mean he's racist. They've endorsed a lot of Democrats over the years, too. So that's just a stupid argument.
Yeah.
And I didn't get an answer, not surprisingly, but I did it in kindness, not you're stupid. And I would hope that all of us can think about that, especially as adults. We're setting the stage, and all these kids are hearing what we're saying and reading over our shoulders, maybe. And there's kids going to school saying they're scared there's going to be a wall. And that's ridiculous. It shouldn't be like that. And we're the ones causing it. So
yeah, but wouldn't a wall make you feel more safe?
Okay.
Around my 20 acres, yes. I don't know about
there
around.
I'm just joking. There you go.
Somebody's got 20 acres out there.
I know where I'm going for the zombie apocalypse. Thank you.
Thank you.
Around
for
my mansion, I know that I would feel
thank you so
very
much.
Safe.
Somebody chimed in and said, I've been offended by the statement that only ignorant, uneducated white men voted for Trump because I'm a very educated white female, and I voted for him. I don't like what he said about women, but I did my research and agreed more with his policies than Hillary's. Let's all just hug it out with like 3 exclamation points.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Somebody else said, I am so glad I don't have Facebook and Twitter or any social media. It's a tough time period in our cyber.
You gotta watch out for the cyber.
The
is
cyber.
All I'm saying.
It's just
the
you know,
cyber is
huge.
Real and it's huge, and you gotta watch out for the cyber. And there's people, they're gonna work on it.
Yeah,
you'll see.
But they're gonna bigly work on it.
Yeah, we've been talking about Marty's
bigly
email.
Cyber.
Yeah,
he found out his wife voted for the other candidate. And he got upset, and you know, he didn't really say they got into a big fight over it, but he was hurt. And then we started talking about, you know, Facebook and what we're seeing right now because of the election. And we have Donald Trump elect, and people are now, in some areas, we see peaceful protesting going on. Some areas, it seems like it's kind of getting a little out of control.
I have a really good idea.
Yes.
We used to play a game on the morning show that got us into trouble called Facebook Roulette.
Come on. Oh.
I feel like it'd be pretty amazing if we totally played Facebook Roulette and we all jumped on our Facebook and found the first political post on our feed, and we have to respond to it. Literally doing the antithesis of what we've been preaching all morning. Come on, guys. Who's with me? Huh?
All right.
No. It's a democracy, but I'm overruling. We're doing it. We're doing it.
You go first, Steve-O.
Oh, man.
You go first. This will be good. So, Facebook Roulette. So, you're going to spin your newsfeed. You're just going to spin it. And then whatever
the first
lands
political
on,
thing you see, you have to respond.
Okay.
Ready?
All right. Go for it.
Go. Ow. Oh my gosh, this isn't working.
Scroll it.
This is scrolling. Scroll it.
Okay. What do you got?
Wait, are we just. What's the game?
Well, he's going first.
Okay. So we're just scrolling and then you have to
find
respond.
The first
I don't know if this
post.
Counts as political. Today's the day we put on our big boy girl pants and go out there and do the best we can in our own lives. That doesn't count. Wow, I'm kind of surprised. It's taking a second to find. Oh, there we go. No, I don't want to do this one.
It's your game, man. You have to.
Yeah, you made this up.
The next one is, if you believe Trump is a racist and a leader of hatred, prove your point by rising to the occasion. Be the bigger person. Show grace, maturity, and lock arms with your neighbor. Don't let him tear the nation apart by angering you to the point of violence. Turning into an angry mob only widens the great divide. Hey.
All right.
That wasn't terrible.
But you have to respond to it.
Yeah, what are you going to say, Steve?
You have to say, you're wrong!
You're wrong!
I don't have to say that.
Say
why
this.
Say,
say
that.
Say, you're wrong, and here's why, and then quote a random Bible verse.
Oh, man. Can I just put in a random Bible? Like Ezra 4:7? I don't even know what it says. Yeah. I'm just throwing Ezra 4:7 in right now. I'm going to Google Ezra 4:7.
Please be just the meanest verse, and then he smote them against the rocks.
All right, let me try it.
Wait. In the days of Artaxerxes, Bishlam and Machab, blah, 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 and the rest of their associates wrote to Artaxerxes, the letter was written Aramaic and translated. That's Ezra 4:7.
Beautiful.
Dude, I'm doing it.
All right.
I'm doing it right now. Comment.
Okay.
I landed on
my political post here, which I'm going to have
posted. Posted.
All right,
posted.
Good. I'm going to have to edit this one. Oh, man. All this crybaby poop with riots because
you can't comment on that. You can't
college campuses canceling classes and offering counseling because Trump was elected. 8 years of being coddled by the liberals has destroyed our youth.
Wow.
This ridiculous needs to stop. Can you tell we are all sick of your we voted Trump.
Dude, please don't respond to that.
America has spoken. Grow up.
Nope. I don't want to play this game anymore. It's called Roulette
this
for a reason.
Idea.
Somebody gets shot. Somebody gets shot in the end. I don't want to do it anymore. Change my mind, guys. I posted Ezra 4:7. That's all we're doing. It was a really funny idea in theory. But now that it's happening, I just don't know. It's kind of like... Never mind.
I'm not doing it.
Teo's the smart one.
Somebody already replied to my comment saying, ha 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 ha, what the heck?
That's good.
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
You're going to get one of a shot. That's a terrible game.
Sorry, guys.
Dude, Buck and I used to play a game. It was Facebook Roulette.
But it
was different where we would ask a listener to trust us, and we would get to log into their Facebook page, and we'd start posting things like... You name it. I mean, just completely different things that they usually never post. And then their family starts chiming in, family and friends, like, what just happened? And then, but we get to have their Facebook page for a whole show. And it's hilarious. You guys want to play?
Mm-hmm.
You want to play?
I don't know. Let's do it, man. Speaking of uniting, somebody chimed in from Taos just now and said, I would just like to say when the three of you started working together, it was the best thing that happened this year. I've listened to Buck and Dex and Steve-O and Teo for 10 years plus. Thanks for uniting.
Hey!
See, guys,
we can come across the aisle.
Yes, dude. We love Jesus. Dex was at that like station where it was like super animosity.
That's a stabbing.
To us.
Thank you.
To our people.
That's my political
platform. And we bridged
platform.
The gap. No. And now he's wearing a red shirt today. He obviously voted Trump.
Get him! Get him! Get him, guys! He's a Trumper! He's a trumpet!
He's a trumpet.
What's up, bro?
Oh, man. Yeah, bro. It's sad because we're giggling at this, but the truth is there's some really educated people on social media right now saying some of the dumbest things. Oh.
585 Live.
Ezra 4-7, man.
Yeah, that's just a beautiful verse. It's a beautiful verse. Hey, don't forget, you can leave us a voicemail at 585 Live. Instead of texting, you can actually call and leave a voicemail. And we're having something cool called Star Week coming up in December. And we want you to leave a voicemail on how Star 88 and how the Morning Invasion has impacted your life. So please do that when you get a chance. 585-5483. Leave a voicemail. All right, we'll be right back.
Attention station employees. You do not get Thanksgiving off unless you can prove to HR that you are, in fact, a pilgrim. Thank you.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President-elect Trump deserves a chance to lead.
I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans.
President Obama says he's also rooting for Mr. Trump's success and appealing for unity.
A lot of our fellow Americans are exultant today. A lot of Americans are less so, but that's the nature of campaigns.
Fighter jet crash over the Pacific Ocean. Two F/A-18 Hornets colliding near the Marine Corps Air Station at Miramar in California.
A coroner says two bodies found on the property of a South Carolina man who's been linked to at least five other deaths were a couple who'd been buried there for almost a year.
The number of Americans living in states with recreational marijuana has now more than tripled after at least three more states voted to fully legalize pot.
Jury deliberations underway in the murder trial of a white former police officer in Ohio who shot and killed an unarmed black man following a traffic stop.
The Dow gained 256 points to close at 18,589.
Good morning.
Nah.
Nah.
Oh.
What's good about it?
Oh, sorry. Just reading Facebook posts.
Should probably get off.
Yeah.
Probably should. Coming up, 15 things you need to do to be happy, according to some blogger out there. We'll discuss it. 8:42. Good morning.
High today of 59 degrees, guys. It's gonna be a cold one. Wear a hoodie.
Traffic.
Not looking terrible right now. There was an accident San Antonio Drive at I-25, so it's a little congested right there as you head towards I-25. Wrong. There's construction work, Manal, between I-25 and Carlisle, so
wrong.
A little slow going there. Wish you'd stop with that one. Other
wrong.
Than that, no other accidents to report at this time.
Okay.
Look at traffic.
Traffic!
Okay, buddy?
Just a bully, man!
No,
bully!
I'm not a bully. Hey, tomorrow, Willie Ames will be on the show.
Yeah, dude, Bible Man.
No, he was Buddy from Charles in Charge.
No, he was Bible Man.
He was Charles in Charge's best friend.
I was going to say, he wasn't Charles. He wasn't even in charge.
He wasn't in charge. It was Charles. Which, yeah. And you know what? Charles in Charge, he had some things to say about Donald Trump.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He was a full-on supporter.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah.
Who was Charles?
Scott Baio. Yeah, Baio.
Scott Baio, yeah. He owns
Scott
Bios.
Baio, you know, Bios, he owns it.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, look it up. Google it.
You gaggle it.
Gaggle it. All right, 585 Live. You can text us. Or leave that voicemail, like we've been saying.
Some people are chiming in with the Ezra 4-7. Somebody says, I have a fear of people who pick their burgers and eat it. Random Ezra 4-7. Also, somebody else, you should just comment Ezra47 on all political posts. Confuse the masses, make them laugh.
Confuse the masses, you know.
Speaking of laughing, somebody chimed in and said, me and my best friend are complete opposites politically. We always debate, and I love it. He challenges me to prove I know what I'm talking about. In the end, we always laugh about it. I like that, man. I mean,
it's a weird time, guys. You know, a lot of us out there, we are we're very uncomfortably
uncomfortably numb.
No.
Comfortably numb. Guitar solo, Dex. Come on, Pink Floyd. That is not the guitar solo from Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. That is also not. I'm a little disappointed in you. That's the first time we've heard the
what have you done?
It's the first time we've heard it this morning. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Hey, so we've been discussing, you know, Facebook and how it's a crap sandwich. And,
you can't say that.
Well, he put sandwich after.
Yeah, that's true. Fine. Okay, you're right. You know what?
It's awful. You guys need to stop it.
It is terrible.
If stop responding to a post that you don't agree with. Come on, just stop. Stop. It's time to find out what we need to do to be happy.
Okay.
This blogger came up with a list of 15 things for us to be happy. If you're having a really bad time right now with life, you do these 15 things, you'll be happy.
Party
First
horn.
One, you need a party air horn. You got to have a party air horn if you're going to be happy in life.
Oh, man.
Get in there.
That was a joke.
Do the
that
work.
Was a total joke. You know, I kind of agree with this list. Some of this is great stuff. It was a blogger who wrote an article a while back. It's been going viral, and she claimed there are 15 things you need to do in order to truly be happy. Says unfortunately they're not easy fixes. Some people think they're just not practical, but even if you can do a couple of these, it actually might help. So here's some of them. Stop worrying about the past. It's okay to worry about the future and plan ahead, but try to be happy in the moment as much as you can.
Okay, you know what? I learned a great lesson about that. Can I show you something? Yeah. Come here.
Oh! Ow! Why did you hit me?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's in the past.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Lion Thank King. You, Lion King. All right. That was stupid. Thanks, Rafiki.
Thank you.
I just got to punch a really good friend of mine.
That really hurt.
Proved a point, man. Lion King.
It actually didn't hurt at all.
It didn't. No, you. I was going to say that was like,
man, solid. Is that solid?
Yeah. That's pretty good, man. Look at that.
I agree. I don't think we should look into the past. As far as looking into the future, I don't think.
Just live in.
What
the
are you,
present.
A sorcerer?
We should look into the future necessarily.
No.
I mean, we should plan for our future to make sure that you know that our family is taken care of and everything's fine. But as far today, what does God say? Worry about today.
Yeah, that's Matthew 6.
Well, actually, worry. He says, don't even worry.
Don't even worry about it.
Don't even worry. He says, do not worry about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow has enough troubles of its own. He says,
exactly.
Like,
keep it. Don't be worried, but just be here. Be in the moment.
Be in the moment, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's another one. Stop making excuses. How many of us out there have excuses all the time? I'm one of them. I can make an excuse on why I can't make it to the gym.
Why haven't you made one yet?
I do. I make them all day. I make excuses every day.
You haven't made one yet. Why not?
Today?
Well, because we're filming today.
Yeah, today we're filming.
See? You're no good at making excuses, you dummy. I'm giving you two chances right then, and you can't make one.
That's true.
That's my excuse, though.
That's not a real... An excuse is a made-up story.
Nuh-uh. You're a made-up story. Here's another one. Try to conquer your fears, or at least be mindful of why you're afraid, because sometimes it's all in your head. That's a big part of my testimony, my story, is fear. Because, you know, growing up a pretty shy kid, I had a hard time talking to people, and I kind of kept to myself. And I think a lot of it had to do with my brother. He loved to talk. I mean, he would never shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of gave up on talking when I was little. And plus, I was shy, and I remember when I first got into radio, everybody doubted me. Everybody thought there's no way this kid could do it. The kid can't even talk.
Mm-hmm. And but look at you now.
God had other plans, man. And so maybe there's, you have this fear that's holding you back on a job or, you know, making that next step, whatever it is. What does the Bible say about fear?
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
That's not, no, that's not in there. That's not in
the Bible.
I love how I'm like looking at my computer screen. I look over and you both are just like staring at me.
You bring it back.
No. Okay, fine. We are not given to a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Like we don't, there's literally, there are so many places where it's,
how many
like,
times
we don't have to
does
be
God tell us
we
in the
don't
Bible,
have to fear.
Do not fear.
Right. For I am with you.
365 times.
You just made that number up. You were
Google
so dumb.
It. Google it.
Okay. Google it. If you're wrong, you're eating a crap sandwich.
I've been doing that all morning.
I think it's 365. Maybe 66. Maybe 64.
For every day in a year.
I think they're like for every day of
you
the
just
year.
Made that up. Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
I was right. Yeah. It says it 365 times in the Bible. For every day.
Hey, you know what, man? Kudos to you. The King James Version includes 29 instances of the phrase, be not afraid. The New American Standard includes do not fear 57 times, do not be afraid 46. Some argue that fear not. Similar phrases, basically. They're present in the Bible 365 times.
Yay!
However, that argument is debated.
Oh, okay.
That's debated.
Here's your crap sandwich. Eat it.
Eat it.
You know what? Chippo would just like to point out this was his phrase of the day.
Okay.
Not mine. But the Starmie is just, they're just going after it. They love it. It's their favorite phrase.
They good got morning. That winning feeling.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, you know, I like the verse in the Bible where it says, do not fear man because he can only kill the flesh.
Yeah, man.
But fear God because he can kill the spirit and the flesh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that's the first verse I've ever recited in about 4 years. So
oh, wow, good for you. Good for you.
You know what? Love you guys, man. Later.
Love you too. Matthew 10:28. Do not fear those who kill the body, but aren't able to kill the soul, but rather, obviously, as Pool Boy put it. That was, hey, Pool Boy.
Beautiful.
Pool Boy, man.
How about Isaiah 12:2? Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid.
I like that.
We're talking about this blog this lady put together of 15 ways of things you can do to be happy. And so far, stop worrying about the past. Stop making excuses. Try to conquer your fears. I think we can get behind those, right? Those all sound like things that you should probably.
I don't know how I feel about all this new agey stuff.
All right. All right. How about this? Stop resisting change.
Sometimes change is bad, but it's also inevitable.
It really is.
I love that. I love that take.
It's one of the things that will never change.
Change is hard. But sometimes change is good.
We fear change.
Movie.
Think about how we have to change every day. I have to put on clothes, new clothes every day. Except for my jeans. I've been wearing these jeans for 2 weeks now. They're all the only jeans
in that regard, you need to embrace change. You need to change your drawers, man.
Make it happen.
You need to change.
Yeah.
My kids have a fear of change as well, then, in that regard.
Well, I change my underwear, just not my pants.
Come on, man.
Google it. You can wear your pants up to 365 times before you actually need to wash them.
I feel like
them.
That's your number of the day.
Hey, real quick, can you look up pants in the Bible?
Yeah.
How many times are we...
And do you freeze them like most people do?
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to freeze them. You're not supposed to wash them. You put them in the freezer and
freeze them.
Kills all the bacteria.
Yeah.
You at least do that. If you can do that for me. Yes! Yes! Please! Yes! Get in here.
Hey, Steve.
Oh!
Guys, we have a celebrity in here.
Well, not anymore.
Dude, so back from New York so quickly. That was amazing. I saw you on the TV. How were the speeches?
What?
How you doing, Steven?
Are we on a topic that you were on 30 minutes ago?
What topic?
The politics.
No, we're done with that. But
hey, good. Next subject.
All right, you know what we're talking about?
I don't know.
We're doing a list. Some blogger came up with 15 ways.
Yes.
15 things we can do to be happier, to be happy.
Yeah.
You know, after the election.
Yeah, because yeah. let's face right. it. Some it's people not are looking good out there. Some it's people bad are, yeah. on social media.
It's people bad. Are, it's real bad.
Are really
how were the protests last night? Where, did you feel safe? Was
no,
it peaceful?
You know, it was okay. But that Molotov cocktail I threw didn't hit anybody, so I was happy.
Okay.
I was
aiming
for a car. Worship
pastor here at Calvary.
Okay. Yeah, so you asking my advice? Is that what we're doing? Because I like this. Can I throw something out?
Oh, please, yeah.
Honestly, like for me, and this is just me, it all comes down to simplifying. Mm. My life is so freaking complicated. I don't say that like to pat myself on the back because that's actually the opposite. I wish... I have horses and dogs and cats.
Beautiful.
Cat. And
its name is all Lasagna. These,
but these little things.
Why are you sweating right now?
Yeah, for real. And the, you know, and then I, re, you know, and then all these little things take little bits of your time, right? Yeah. And by the end of the day, you're exhausted. And you're like, what did I do? I just maintained. I didn't even live. Yeah. I just maintained. And so, for me personally, like I would love to figure out a way to simplify my life extensively.
You could hire somebody to take care of that.
What?
I need
okay,
a job.
That's oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm really cheap.
I was like, where is he going?
$20 an hour?
To do what? What would cheap. You do?
I could take care of your horses. I could feed your dog and cat.
I feel like he's really trying.
Stop it.
What?
Speak for yourself.
I like that. Now, to
you
be serious.
Paper tigers.
Simplify. I love that. You're right. You got to simplify.
Take down this Molotov of words.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pinned with you in mind.
I love that.
Wow. I'm impressed. Mm-hmm.
I knew it was there somewhere. I Googled it.
Here's a couple more.
What song is that?
The Resistance, Amberlin.
Here's a couple more just to jump back into this list. This
okay.
Pathetic.
2008.
I want to talk to the complainers out there.
Mm. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that complain way too much.
I'm sorry.
It's not
I don't
healthy.
Even like complainers.
Yeah, why complain?
Steve-O got it. I was complaining about complainers.
Hey, yeah!
Oh,
so good.
Man.
Guys, listen.
So funny.
Saturdays.
So funny.
He's
Saturdays,
here.
2 to 6.
That's Gosh. Why you have your own radio show now.
I do.
He got an award.
Gosh.
He got a very prestigious award.
I did.
Mm-hmm. You guys have hung out with people that complain all the time. It just...
I do. It drains. It's even... I would put negative people into that, you know, mm-hmm. as well. Yeah. It just... It's kind of like a sap. And after a while, like, I just find myself kind of like slowly walking away.
Yeah.
It's not that people shouldn't be able to express themselves, but after a while, don't be that guy
right.
that you're constantly, you know, mm-hmm. just speaking negative.
Well, you're a dear friend. We have some really good conversations. And I think one of the things that I took away a long time ago, that's been kind of your like mantra, if you will, is how is this conversation going to be helpful? Because I know like you could rule the world with an anti-gossip campaign because that's one of your least favorite things. Not to put you on the spot.
No, it's good.
But
it's fine.
That's
not
one thing
I
that
heard.
I tried. One thing I try and remember when, before I get into a conversation about pretty much anything at this point is this going to be helpful? Can this person actually help my situation that I'm about to be complaining about? Like, will they enact, quote, change in my life?
Yeah, it's true.
Seriously.
Well, there's good friends that you need to vent to.
Yeah.
And then but other than that, like, if you're just going around repeating the same thing to other people
man.
That aren't in your circle of trust,
right.
per se, yeah, you just sound like you're complaining, especially if they can't help the situation. And that's,
right.
you know, like you're saying, that was a rule we enacted in the worship team. If you're talking about a problem with someone that cannot help fix the situation, that's God. Gossip. That's negativity. That's, you know, why don't you just come to me? Let me work it out. Or why don't you come to a superior, a pastor, or, you know, if you need a vent, there's your husband, there's your wife. That's awesome. Go
yeah.
for it.
Hey, man.
Beyond that, man, let's stop with the negativity.
Steven, can you hang out for a little bit?
I got my, yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah,
I'm hanging out.
Hang out, because we have 500 more of these.
Well, I've got a job.
Okay, we're going over
500. Whatever, singer.
It's
you
not
don't
what
have
I heard.
To do anything.
Oh. I'll pay you $20 an hour. No job.
All right, we'll be right back.
Thanksgiving. Family. Football. Crying.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Yeah, dude. Sing it, Dex. Dex, you've been taking lessons.
Yeah. Wow.
I want a party.
Dang.
with my best friend Steven.
Whoa!
This is me, Dax.
Just move on.
What'd you think?
Dax, oh, you sounded great.
I should get sick more often.
That was amazing.
There was a rasp there.
Yeah. I don't want to party with you.
Thanks.
Yeah, Steven, he's
what are you talking
busy.
About?
Trying to simplify my life. Get out.
Oh, man.
It is 9:04. Good morning.
How did it have 59 degrees?
How are the roads looking out?
Who cares?
Okay.
There's cars.
There's cars and trucks. There's a bicycle. There's a bunch of people out on 25 walking around. I'm not seeing any accidents right now. Be careful out there. You know those accidents are sneaky.
That's why they're called accidents.
Sneaky mom!
We're discussing things you need to do to be happy, according to this blogger, and just a few of them that we threw out. Stop worrying about the past. Stop making excuses. Try to conquer your fears. Steven said, simplify.
Mm.
He's just got so much going on.
Invest in gold bullion.
Okay. I like this. A Starmy member just chimed in and said, if you were a millionaire and somebody stole $10 from you, would you take all the time in the day to find them? Take every moment hunting them down?
Yes.
Or would you let them go because you have millions of dollars? You have millions of seconds in a day. Do not let 10 seconds take away precious time.
I like that. That's so good.
That is good. I just kind of keep scrolling through the
Very
feed.
True.
Like, yeah. Oh, man.
What about this? You're on a train going west from Pittsburgh at 56 miles per hour. Mm. Your friend, Stephen Christian, leaves Chicago, mm-hmm. House of Blues, traveling east
okay.
at 35 miles an hour. You plan to meet in Louisville, Kentucky. When will you get there?
Not soon enough.
No, the question is, never waste a moment.
Oh.
What? Oh, it doesn't even...
It's a spiritual conversation, Stephen.
Is it? Oh, my God!
You know why I called
it
a question?
These are such confusing analogies.
Do you know why I called it a question and not an answer? Because aren't they all?
Okay.
Gosh.
Do you think it's because we're... Do you think humanity... I'm sorry. I'm just stuck on Facebook. Are we just trying to find that perfect soundbite? Like, this is going to be the one.
Yeah, we are.
I'm picking on you, Starmy. Somebody just chimed in and said, fear and hope cannot exist in the same body.
Zen...
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I
because we as
with
Christians,
that.
We have this healthy fear of the Lord, right? Like we have this fear and reverence and awe and respect for our God, but we have hope in Jesus Christ as well. Like but there's still that healthy. There,
well, for me, it breaks down. Like I'm terrified of snakes, and I hope I never see one.
Mm-hmm. We overcome fear, but it's still there.
Right.
Like it's still.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That was a good soundbite, though.
No, that's good.
We're trying to. We're all looking for the 140 characters of profound philosophy. I'm going to blow someone's mind with 140 characters.
Let me see if I can find
and
one.
A bit.ly link.
Here's a couple more from the list this lady wrote on her blog. Stop trying to control everything. Sometimes you just can't. Don't blame other people all the time. Try to admit when something's your fault.
Mm.
Sorry, my throat feels like a dust storm.
It is funny, man. We give each other so little grace, but isn't it funny how we give ourselves so much grace?
Mm-hmm.
We're just like, well, if they only knew all I was going through, or I deserve this, or I'm justified in this, or you know what I'm saying? But, but if somebody else did it, they'd be like, oh my gosh, that guy has no self-control.
Can't believe you did that.
Yeah.
How could you do this to me?
Turns out to be a mirror. It's just like, oh.
What do you guys think of this one? Because I feel like I actually agree with this one. Try not to dwell on self-defeating thoughts. In other words, don't sit around thinking about how you might fail or coming up with reasons not to do things.
Mm.
You know,
that's good.
It's like going to, let's say, Tony Robbins. You know, have you ever been to a Tony Robbins conference?
No, dude.
I've been to a Baskin Robbins
I've seen the documentary.
I love that.
People,
Zachary Ice is still my favorite.
I actually like Tony Robbins.
More stores. Huh?
I like
Baskin Robbins don't play, dog.
They don't play, man.
Stop
31
it. Stop
flavors.
Stop
Sorry.
It. You guys know who Tony Robbins is, right?
Yes. Obviously. Hello. He was the center for the San Antonio Spurs.
He probably could have been.
Along with Tim Duncan. He was an admiral.
Stop it.
David Robinson, man. Loved him.
He's a motivational speaker.
He invented the Iron Man armor in a cave when ISIS took him.
Hey, what was that? What was the movie?
Jack Black.
That's it. Yeah. Shallow Hal.
He was great, Shallow Hal.
Yeah. I saw there's a documentary on Netflix that you can watch on Tony Robbins. And a lot of these motivational speakers will tell you, you know, you need to look in the mirror every day and you need to tell yourself how great you are. If you
repeat how successful
and I'm going to do this every day.
People like me. Yeah.
That works.
Joel Osteen, favorite motivational speaker.
But honestly, it does, you know, they you can Google it. There's when you go and you know, you say positive or negative thoughts.
Right.
You're firing, you know, synapses, right? And your neurons are learning. And so if you notice, a lot of times you're repeating in your mind the same negative thought over and over. It's because you're teaching your brain, right?
Right.
It's crazy. And same thing with positive thinking. Yeah. You know, but the Bible is very clear. I mean, it said that, you know, thousands of years ago. It says, you know, think on these things. Like, right. You know, here are the fruits of the Spirit. Love, yeah. Joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith. You know, like... all that, you know, so that's crazy that the Bible knew what was happening in your brain.
Yeah, is it crazy or is it that we're catching up scientifically with what God created from the beginning, obviously?
No, it's what God created from the beginning. And we'll take us quite some time to catch up.
Do you think there's a weird counterculture of thinking in church that focuses primarily on the fact that we're all depraved?
I do, actually. I do. I mean,
because
yes,
I feel like a lot of Christians run up into that. Because even for me, hearing you say that, I had to jump over the hurdle that I'm having to learn to jump over every single day, which is tell yourself you're great. And for some reason, from my upbringing, I have a little check that says you shouldn't do that.
Yeah,
but then it's like, wait, where's why is that there? Right. And it stems from a place in church where I was told basically that I was a piece of crap sandwich for so long.
Yeah.
That's the word of the day.
Yeah.
I think people mean it well. They mean it well because they're trying to make you understand why you need Jesus.
Yes.
Why he died for you on the cross and rose from the light and how that bond was sealed with God. But focusing on that is counterintuitive to the rest of the gospel.
Absolutely, but I think it's the heart of the matter. Are you looking in the mirror and saying you are good, as in like you are holy and pure and just self-righteous and justified, or are you redeemed? Are you restored?
Right.
Like, it's about the heart, and I think God is looking at. He knows your heart.
You.
You're not looking in the mirror and going like, "You are the hottest guy in the world." You're sitting there saying like,
"Look
you know
at
what?
My perfect if, hair, I'm Stephen Christian."
If you put your mind, you know, if we do this, if we work hard, to, you know, like you know, with God's help, I can do all things through Christ strengthens me. Like, and I think that's why, even quoting scripture during prayer and, you know, to yourself, I think that's why it's so great, just renewing of your mind each and every day. Well, there we go.
Dude.
Renewing of your mind.
Right.
And I think that's what it breaks down to. I think, you know, that's what Tony Robbins is saying.
Exactly.
You know, Christ, you know, not with God entwined, but, you know.
Your father-in-law, gosh, I love him so much. He is one of those advocates in my life. Anytime I'm around him, that's his like go-to is always praying scripture over. Brody was sick, it was like, here's some scriptures. And he gave Chrissy and I these scriptures, like, you pray these over your children every day. And I was so stoked this last birthday party to be able to see him and him go, how's Brody? Like, that was one of his first questions.
That's awesome.
And it was, man, he's healed. Like, he had this surgery and he hasn't had any, you know, it's like, and it's like, well, can you continue to pray those scriptures over him? And
that's
right. It is that, oh man, which is why it's so funny, because you're right. We have to remove some of the things that we were brought up in, because, oh man, if you mentioned a mantra, if you mentioned meditation, it was like, well, that was Eastern mysticism and you're in sin, and yet we are called to meditate on God's word daily. We should be pouring that out. And oddly enough, from the outside looking in, if an atheist or a Buddhist, whatever, saw you and you were meditating on God's word and you were truly like just reminding, I can do all things through Christ, that is like a quote mantra. You really, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, yet we have these weird hangups because of our upbringing because of, man.
You know, like, I mean, I hate to go on a tangent, but, you know, speaking of that, like, I have some friends in Omaha and they're really into contemplative prayer. You know, it's very much a focus like God, you know, and it's very Christ-based. It's not like weird. So I tried it, but my ADHD American 2016 brain was just kind of like, this is weird, this is odd, this is odd, you know, the room's dark, why am I praying? Like, it's just, you know, because your mind's just going so fast and stuff like that, but I don't, you know, you're right, the hang-ups. Mm-hmm. I am good. Is that, well, yeah, I mean, we should be saying more positive stuff into ourselves as opposed to the negative criticism, like, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're never going to be able to achieve and stuff.
Especially,
like that.
Especially, you know, if we grew up in a family where our parents were were abusing us, telling us over and over that you are worthless, and
right.
you,
mm-hmm.
you know, you get that pattern in your head, whether it's at home or at school.
That's right.
And so you go out and try to live your life, mm-hmm. and that's always there.
Oh, yeah.
Always there. And so there has to be a time when you say, enough's enough, and well, you start repeating... You know, those positive things.
Just
over
believing
and
the
over.
Promises of God.
Yep.
We have
exactly.
to believe the promises of God. We have to believe His word over our thoughts and our brain. Mm-hmm. And I think it does circle back to not giving to a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and
yep.
a sound mind.
Absolutely.
You know, that sound
mm-hmm.
mind. It, because if not, we will fall to the. That was me growing up. You know, I was so thankful to be a part of Crash and Burn, and that I got to share a little bit of my testimony for one of the messages here at Calvary Albuquerque, because people came out of the woodwork where I was like, dude, I had a dad, but they were the abusive, verbally abusive parent, and I have no self-esteem.
Yeah.
And what you said resonated, you know,
that's
because
great.
I don't think we realize how someone in our life, whether they mean to or not, can absolutely damage our brain and our way of thinking, so much so that it causes us to freeze, causes us to not take that job, or causes us not to, to step out in faith, not to be bold, not to whatever it is, because we're just kind of damaged goods by somebody that it's supposed to love and care for us. You
right.
know?
And Tony Robbins, just to bring it back, Tony
yeah.
Robbins would say that is a great thing that your dad, your mom did that to you. The
Why?
Bad thing.
What
because
a jerk hole.
You have gotten to where you're at today, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be the person you are today without all of those bad things that happened to you.
Well, that's just, you know, going back to the Bible, it's all things work together for good for
right.
those who serve
Amen.
God. God can take horrific situations in Steve-O's childhood and my childhood, and I'm sure all of us have stories.
Yeah.
And he can make it, you know, he can turn it into good. But here's just a sidebar. You know, my dad once said something to me about negative thoughts. He's like, have you ever really listened to them? Like, if you actually broke them down, a lot of times in the English language, there's a difference between I and you, right? You're saying I, that's one word, and you. He's like, if you really listen to them, a lot of times it's saying you. You are no good.
Mm.
You have, you know, you should be scared. You are not, you cannot pass this test. You cannot. And he's like, why would it be you? It's because the enemy is on the outside trying to break us down.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when so from now on, use words like I. I
right.
will not
yeah.
fear. I will trust God with my own, all my heart, my all my soul.
Yeah.
You know, see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So if you analyze those thoughts, those aren't of God. Those
right.
are, God is not here to condemn, steal, destroy.
Right.
He is not that thief. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
Break those down and just go and just take power over Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. Thoughts
yeah.
you've got to leave. I want that sound mind. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
I like yeah.
So I don't know. That was kind of like deep for me. I was like, whoa, because all these years I'm listening to you, and it's not.
Yeah.
I need to listen to God.
I will yeah. get that new car today. I
Amen.
Will. I will get yeah. that new car today.
Amen. I will get a
I
raise
will
today.
Get an email from someone right now giving me a car. I will. Don't you email me.
Found you a Matchbox car.
Emailing.
Dude, I love it when you come in studio. And
okay,
email, man.
I'm out.
Seriously.
Thank
no,
you guys. This
no,
is so great.
The break's not over yet.
You're stuck,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Hey,
I got
something. I got a challenge.
I
is that cool? Can I wait real fast?
Here.
Can
yeah.
I challenge the Starmie?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're talking about like things, ways to make life a little bit happier, a little bit.
Yeah,
you
things
know?
Are a little yeah. depressing out there for a
right,
lot
right
of people right
now. How about this? You know, we talked about one of the negative things was complainers. I challenge everybody for the next week to be the positive in someone else's life. If you like their shoes, tell me you like their shoes. You like their smile, tell me you like their smile. If you like, you know, go out there and just be positive. Hey, you know what? When you said that to me the other day, that really meant a lot. Or, hey, I'm watching you work hard this week. So I just challenge everybody for the next week, find somewhere in your day to be that positivity in someone else's life.
Yeah.
I guarantee that will bring you more happiness
yeah.
than an hour sitting complaining with your best friend about how bad work sucks.
Beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
go out there and be that light.
Yeah.
I love it. Joel, Stephen Christian, thank you so much for coming
oh,
in.
Sweet.
Actually, you could put it, it'd be
Jesus.
Joel O. Stephen Christian.
Steve.
Wow. Steve. And if you want to just chime
Steve.
In
Thanks,
and,
man.
And say something super positive and lovely, 585 Live, that's our call-in hotline if you want to leave a voicemail, how this ministry has impacted you. We would love your support right now in that regard with your words, because we're doing something big in December, and we want to know. We want to make sure that we're doing what God has called us to do. We are faithful stewards to this ministry. So if you've been impacted, affected in any way, if you love Star 88, please chime in. five lives.
My year contract's coming up, guys.
Oh, okay. And, that's. Oh, I keep trying to remind you that that's not a thing. Remember?
That's true.
We're a ministry. That's not, we're not, I don't have not, one. That doesn't happen here.
That's true.
Yeah. All you right. don't. You don't have a contract, buddy.
Don't forget, Stephen Christian has his very own radio.
I do. 2 to 6 on the weekends.
2 to 6 right here.
Arbitron rated number one in the world.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Totally made up.
It's a beautiful program.
He will be number one on Star 8 from 2 to 6.
I think you're number
Party
one.
Party horn!
Yep. It's the no, but it is the number one syndicated show exclusively for Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Syndicated all around the city.
All around the city.
The nooks and crannies.
Okay.
Where all the dirt is, that's where Steven is, too.
There's the door, Steven. All right. Just go ahead.
All right. I'm out. You don't love you guys.
Love you,
hey,
too.
Can I have your shirt?
Sure.
Can I have your pants? Because I've been wearing these for like 2 weeks.
So
now.
Weird.
Wow.
We were just
positive.
Talking about it.
It is positive.
Positive. Change.
You didn't say you like the shirt.
That means I want it. I like it, so I want to keep it.
I want that. All right. I'm out.
All right.
Oh,
see you later.
Gosh.
Stephen Christian, everybody.
Yep. That's good. Ow! Where do we go from here? Did he just pinch your tush?
All right, he's gone.
I
we
can't
can talk
say.
About that.
I've got a non-disclosure agreement.
Okay. I'm so glad that we get to work in a rad environment like this.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to the show. Hello?
Hi.
How's it going?
Hey. Yeah. You okay?
Yeah, yeah. Just wanted to chime in about the power of words.
Yes.
Yeah.
Power of words.
So I was thinking about this as you guys were talking about it. And in Genesis 1, it says, the earth was without form and void, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. So, like, for me, the very first lesson that God ever gave me from the beginning of creation was the power of words.
Mm. Amen.
Because he spoke everything into existence.
Yeah.
I love that.
So I thought that was a good lesson to take, that the first lesson God ever wanted to give us was,
yeah.
How strong our words are.
Yeah, man.
Love that. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, no problem.
That was awesome.
338-3700. You can call us or you can text in 585-LIVE. You can also leave a voicemail there.
Somebody just chimed in and said, I just posted a random verse on someone's political Facebook post. He messaged me and said, I saw your post and opened my Bible to try to understand what you're trying to say with that verse. But, good news, people are getting into the Word because of this. Ah! What
have we done?
All right. Just to recap, we're trying to make you happy.
Hey, we can't make anyone happy.
We want
we
to
can't do anything.
Inspire you.
We are worthless.
To be
Wait.
Happy. No, Steve-O. No.
There it was.
No.
Okay, yeah.
You know, just a few that we mentioned from this list, you know, which all of these I think are great.
Yeah.
Stop worrying about the past. Stop making excuses. Try to conquer your fears. Try not to put labels on stuff. Don't get attached to things or even ideas. Stop resisting change. Stop trying to live up to other people's expectations. Stop trying to impress everyone. Don't be overly critical. Try not to complain. Stop deciding things are impossible. That's a big one, man.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to dwell on self-defeating thoughts. Don't blame other people all the time. Stop trying to control everything. And give up the need to always be right about stuff. These are a list of things that this person blogged about. If you know you want to live a happier life, you know, try to do some of these things. And I can get down with that.
Okay.
You know, don't be negative. Don't be negative Nancy on Facebook.
Okay.
Or negative Charles. Nobody likes a negative Charles.
Negative Charles is not the way to be.
No. Nobody wants a negative Charles.
Don't be a negative Charles, Dex.
Oh, challenge accepted. Someone said challenge accepted.
Hey, I thought it was fun Charles, not negative Charles.
No, it's negative Charles.
It's fun Charles.
No, it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So there you go. Those are just some thoughts for you guys on being happy. The theme of the show today is to stop responding. Stop posting negative things. Because the reality is that Facebook is our world.
Mm-hmm.
Social media has become our world.
It's a whole new world.
And so if you want to live a happier life, I can't go onto Facebook right now and be happy.
No,
that's
don't.
My whole point. I can't go on Facebook, and I like to go on Facebook. Facebook's one of my favorite things to do.
I love to jump on.
It makes me feel good.
Okay. Hey, just breathe.
But I can't go on there because there's so many negative things on there.
No, here's the thing. People are chiming in, accepting Steven's challenge.
What's up, bro?
And so you be the change you want to see on social media. You love and you pour out awesome thoughts to people. Hey, do you trust me?
Huh?
Do you trust me?
I don't want to grab your hand.
No, grab my hand.
No!
We're going to fly on a magic carpet and hang out.
All right.
I might try and kiss you.
No.
Stop.
Get away from
Stop
me.
Stop it.
It's a whole new world.
A lot is happening, everyone. Wrong. A lot is happening.
Dude, coming up, I have to share this. I'm kind of freaking out. Yahoo has an article that is blowing my mind. It's the 11 times that The Simpsons predicted the future. And we talked about it a little bit, that they predicted the Trump presidency.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy.
I'm down with that.
Okay,
we'll do
cool.
that when we come back. 585 Live, if you'd like to text the show. Remember, you can leave a voicemail. You can call 585-5483. Leave a voicemail. Tell us how Star 88 has impacted your life, how the Morning Invasion has impacted your life. Leave a voicemail. 585-5483. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President-elect Trump deserves a chance to lead.
I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans.
President Obama says he's also rooting for Mr. Trump's success and appealing for unity.
A lot of our fellow Americans are exultant today. A lot of Americans are less so, but that's the nature of campaigns.
Fighter jet crash over the Pacific Ocean. Two F/A-18 Hornets colliding near the Marine Corps Air Station at Miramar in California.
A coroner says two bodies found on the property of a South Carolina man who's been linked to at least five other deaths were a couple who'd been buried there for almost a year.
The number of Americans living in states with recreational marijuana has now more than tripled after at least three more states voted to fully legalize pot.
Jury deliberations underway in the murder trial of a white former police officer in Ohio who shot and killed an unarmed black man following a traffic stop.
The Dow gained 256 points to close at 18,589.
It is such a good night to kiss. It is such a good night to dance. It is such a good night to
skibbity dooby doo, skibbity dooby doo, skibbity dooby doo. Why?
Beautiful.
I feel
like you when you sang earlier. I mean, that was incredible. Now I feel like you're. Are you okay?
I think I. Everything left my body after that.
Man.
I just have nothing left.
Did you have an out of body experience?
Yes, I did. 9:34.
High today at 59 degrees. Traffic.
Man, I just got a flood of texts on the live line that say, "We don't care about your traffic updates, you stupid guy. You're so stupid."
No one says that.
You. And yep. So then I did what Steven said, and I said, no, I will do the traffic update. I will do it.
You will.
I will
do it.
And there's nothing going on right now.
What?
Have a great morning, Commissioner.
Traffic!
An 82-year-old guy in Germany lost his wedding ring about 3 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Apparently it fell off while he was gardening. Couldn't find it. So his wife told him not to worry. She said, it'll show up eventually. Well, 3 years later, his wife passed away.
Oh.
Guess where he found the ring?
He
found
the drain.
The ring last Thursday. Remember, he lost his wedding ring, and he was gardening.
Oh.
He found it
inside a cabbage.
Inside his wife's casket.
Okay.
With a note that said, "I've had it this
gardening,
whole time, you
gardening,
jerk. It was
gardening.
A test."
Inside your green bean.
It was
shoot.
Inside. Well, it got buried in the garden, and a carrot grew around it.
No, stop and it. Are you serious?
When he was picking vegetables in his garden, he found it. Someone posted photos online, and you can see the ring lodged right in the middle of it. Check this out. Look at this thing.
Oh, no.
There it is. There's the carrot.
Dude, that is his wife coming back in the form of a carrot.
See, this is the carrot right here.
Showing him that I will never be separate from you.
That is weird.
You cannot escape. I am Carrot Lady.
I'm Carrot Lady. Gives new meaning to his wedding band being 24. Carrot Gold.
Yeah.
I quit. That was stupid.
That was
so bad. So bad.
That was all right. That was okay.
I can recover, though. I'm going to be positive about it. I will recover.
You don't even care about me anymore.
Oh, gosh. I've got a really good story. I can do this. We're going to get through this together, guys.
Stevnia?
Yeah.
Go.
Well, there are many prophets in the Old Testament that say some pretty great things, all right? One of the prophets often dismissed is Homer Simpson. He's not really a prophet. However, it's a little creepy, man. I found a list of 11 times the Simpsons have eerily predicted the future.
Go! Oh!
This is creepsville, man.
Get in there.
Number one, President Trump. This was predicted 16 years ago, back in 2000.
Get it.
Donald Trump had just been elected as the next president of the United States. His ambition was foreseen by this classic episode. Bart was shown the future. And in it, Lisa becomes president. In a scene where she addresses her inner circle, she says, "We've inherited quite the budget crunch from President Trump."
Boring.
Oh, I thought that was interesting. No?
Keep going.
Not good enough? Okay.
Keep going.
How about this? In 1998, 18 years ago, Simon Singh, the author of a book titled The Simpsons and Their Mathematical Secrets, claims Homer Simpson actually predicted the mass of the Higgs-Boson particle 14 years before it was really figured out by real scientists.
Stop!
He said the equation written by Homer on a blackboard is eerily accurate. If you work it out, you get the mass of a Higgs-Boson that's only a bit larger than the nanomass.
He figured that out?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
14 years before. He's just writing numbers on a chalkboard.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Stop!
That's it. Back in 2012, The Simpsons, 3 years before the government debt meltdown in Greece, saw it in an episode. It was a throwaway gag in 2012 where Simpson, Homer was on this political show, and on the bottom line, a little ticker rolling says, "Europe puts Greece on eBay."
Okay.
And then Greece collapsed. Beautiful. How about this? In 1997, 19 years ago, a crackpot viral video did the rounds, claiming that The Simpsons predicted the recent American Ebola outbreak. Well, actually, in 97, the episode saw Marge offering to read Bart a book titled Curious George and the Ebola Virus.
Boring.
Hey.
Boring.
Come on, man. It's real.
Go!
Fine. You want to go deeper in the rabbit hole?
Get in there. I just wanted to play the
clip. Get in there.
93. 23 years ago. You remember Siegfried and Roy, don't you?
Oh, yes, with the Tigers.
Remember what happened in 2003?
Oh, Roy lost his hand.
Mauled by one of their trademark white tigers performing live on a stage in Vegas. That happened in 2003. A decade before, in a Simpsons episode, a flamboyant Germanic magic duo with the penchant for albino big cats called Gunther and Ernst.
Gunther and Ernst.
They want to get sued by Siegfried and Roy. Make an appearance at Mr. Burns' casino.
Oh, yeah.
Their performance is cut short when one of them is mauled by their trademark white tigers.
Take me to the tiger mall.
Yeah, this is
real. They predicted all this?
This is real. How about this? In 2007, they predicted the NSA scandal. 6 years before Edward Snowden blew the whistle on the extent of the NSA spying on American citizens, Simpsons movie featured an extended gag about the extensive surveillance network, the NSA.
NSA.
A chance remark from Marge chastising Lisa for worrying about spies on the run sparks an alarm in an NSA building somewhere. The building contains thousands of workers listening to private conversations across the country, and Marge's loose lips lead to the family's arrest, actually. Did you leave?
No.
Guys?
I tried to.
No.
I mean,
Taylor opened the door and I shut it.
That's fine.
I tried to leave.
It's not. This has nothing to do with your list.
This one's a little dumb.
Okay, I farted. I'm sorry.
Okay, wow.
Dex.
I don't want you to feel bad because I'm enjoying what you're doing, but
dump yourself.
I'm sorry.
Dump yourself.
The tail opened the door and I closed it.
Metaphorically this time because you've already done that practically.
Oh my gosh. If you want to go into like a weird Illuminati take, actually, in 1997, there was an episode called The City of New York versus Homer Simpson. Now, this is a dumb, deep Illuminati rabbit hole conspiracy. However, on this episode, Homer, or Bart and Lisa are wanting to get away. And she shows a newspaper that says, New York, $9. But if you actually look at the ad, it says New York, $9. And then the two towers are right next to the 9. And yeah. It looks like it reads New York, 9-11.
Oh, wow.
With the 11 being the two towers. And this has actually been used by freaky Illuminati people to point to the fact that Americans knew ahead of time that 9-11 happened, and that the show's makers had foreknowledge of the attacks.
Wow, I can get down with that.
That's a little creepy.
Don't get in there with that.
Okay, I'm going to end this one. Last one, because this is boring.
Yeah, right. These are all true.
Yeah, this is real.
These guys are all true. Okay.
And
boring.
I hate you. In 2010, season opener, Lisa Milhouse and a bunch of her nerdy friends stayed up late to hear the winners of the Nobel Prize.
The Nobel Prize.
It was the episode that Krusty won the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, here's the funny thing. The Simpsons, you like pause it and take a look at this, quote, betting pool card. And you notice that Milhouse predicted an economics prize for Bent R. Holmstrom. This was in 2010. He actually went on to win this last year.
Nice.
Yeah, MIT's Holmstrom was the joint winner of the 2016 Nobel Prize for Economics, which is what The Simpsons said he was going to do in 2010.
No way.
I don't like you guys because I thought that was kind of cool.
No, it's way cool. So those are all true. These are all things that The Simpsons predicted.
Yeah?
No.
Like 10 to 15 years before they actually happened?
They're not true.
Not.
At least some of them are not. But they did get floated around like they were.
Do you remember when like the high-ranking FIFA officials were arrested by the FBI on charges of corruption? Do you guys remember that? Big old scandal in the world of FIFA in football?
What is anybody? That? What is soccer?
This last year, anybody?
What did you find?
In 2014, there was a FIFA scandal on The Simpsons. It's a year before that. I'm just going to go.
We had a Starmie. We had a Starmie message us early this morning, uh-huh, Steve-O. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Refuting your article.
Oh.
This is embarrassing.
The video documents, there's a claim. A video documents that The Simpsons anticipated in the year 2000. Say it.
In the year 2000. Thank you.
How Donald Trump would announce his presidential candidacy in 2015. I had seen this too, and I was like, whoa, The Simpsons. But in August 2015, a video claiming that episodes of the Fox animated series The Simpsons had made some eerily accurate predictions about future events began circulating via social media. Most notable among the predictions was a clip purportedly taken from a year 2000 episode that showed business magnate Donald Trump announcing his candidacy for the United States. And then there's a clip here. While the above-displayed video touches on a wide variety of Simpsons-related conspiracy theories, the main issue was highlighted in September 2015 with a photograph, one that not only documented that The Simpsons had depicted Donald
Boring.
Trump running for president back in 2000, but it even showed him on a staircase with a red tie and waving and everything.
Exact same.
Right. Or on an escalator, rather. And the thing is, the images from The Simpsons shown on the left-hand side did not originate in the year 2000. In fact, it was from a short video entitled Trumptastic Voyage, which was posted to the Animation Domination YouTube channel 7th of July, 2015.
Still in the past. That's kind of cool.
Well, it was after Trump had announced he would be seeking the Republican presidential.
I'm talking about picture. A different episode. It was episode 17, Bart to the Future, where Lisa is the president, and she says that they've inherited quite a budget crunch from President Trump. Right. That was in the year 2000?
The animated series did feature a joke about Donald Trump's becoming president in a 2000 episode entitled Bart to the Future, but since Trump had been flirting with the idea of making a presidential run since at least as far back as 1999, such a prediction wasn't as precedent.
Fine, I thought it was cool!
Hey!
Hey! I thought it was cool. What about the Higgs boson particle? Right. What about the God
Higgs boson?
Whatever. Awesome.
Another thing that popped up was the electorate or the electoral college map.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it says that it got it right. That was actually taken from a 2012 clip in which the greedy billionaire Springfield, Mr. Burns, announced he was endorsing Mitt Romney.
Wow.
And that map is actually the same map.
Wow,
as
that's crazy.
The Mitt Romney thing. It is.
I thought it was cool.
No,
it
Starmie is cool. It's very, is out to get you, Steve-O.
Well,
Starmie wanted to shut you down.
It's almost it's almost accurate.
Yeah. It's almost
accurate. Almost accurate.
Here's the problem, guys.
Talk to us.
My mom shared that on Facebook. I know it's true.
Okay. The Simpsons can't tell the future.
Boring.
If you want somebody to tell you the future, you need to go to a licensed witch.
Nope, that's also not real.
Because the witches can do it. And it's post-Halloween. The rates are low.
Okay.
You can get a discount right now.
I don't think
there's not a lot of Thanksgiving predictions being thrown around.
That's 10 minutes I've never heard.
I'm going to predict Dex's future. I predict in about 14
minutes.
He already
tried.
14 minutes when the show ends. I know exactly where he will be.
What?
Where? Quit stalling, man.
No, I won't. Just because I have a little bit of gas doesn't mean I'm going to be in the toilet.
That is rude. That is rude.
Because I'm sick.
And you better be stalling in about 5 minutes because you need to get in there.
I don't think I can do the YouTube stuff today, guys.
My eyes are watering.
So you're on your own. I'm sick.
We don't talk about that.
No, stand by for Awesome. It's a YouTube
show. Oh, my gosh. Stop talking.
And you guys should follow us.
Hey, what have you done?
For you?
For me.
I don't know.
Let me tell you what you've done. You have given me a cheery disposition, and I've had a wonderful day at work because of both
of
you.
Good, good.
You're both great at your jobs.
Oh, Lord,
I just want my bed. I just want my bed.
Love you.
It's time for Random Facts for Thursday.
And now it's time for...
Random Facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Every single man has a 42% chance of getting cancer.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow.
And a 22.6% chance of dying from it. Every woman has only a 37.6% chance of getting cancer and a 19.1% chance of dying from it.
Oh.
Why, you ask? More females are witches.
Yay!
The idea of detectives using magnifying glasses came from Sherlock Holmes. He used one in the book A Study in Scarlet in 1887, and the image just stuck.
Really?
The first tailgate on record happened in 1861, when people traveled to watch the Battle of Bull Run in the Civil War and had picnics while they cheered on their side.
I love bullion.
Bull Run? Did you say bullion?
Yeah,
gold bullion?
I love bullion.
Okay. Ethiopia uses a different calendar than most of the rest of the world. It has 13 months, and it's currently 2009 on that calendar. Their 13 month is only 5 days long or 6 days during a leap year. And days start at 6 a.m. instead of midnight. Went from 6 to midnight there. Those are my 4 random facts for today. Those are my 4 random facts for today. Dex, what are you doing? Come back.
Steve-O.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Random. Can we try it again? I like it when you start talking and then I cut you off.
Wait,
so I need you to do that from now on, all right?
Wait, me or him?
No, Steve-O. Oh. I like it when he starts talking and then I hit it.
But I was whistling.
But can you do that next time?
I really don't want to.
But please, can you try? Please?
Fine.
What are you going to do next time?
I'm going to start talking.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4! Random facts.
That's my favorite. I just love it so much.
It's been 25 years since Michael J. Fox was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and he's already defied the odds. When he was diagnosed in 1991, he was only supposed to be able to work for another 10 years.
Wow.
He says, quote, "I was supposed to be pretty much disabled by now. I'm far from it. This is as bad as I get, and I can still go to the store and go shopping."
Ladies and gentlemen, best movie of all time, please welcome Mr. Michael J. Fox.
Acting wise, he's done mostly voice work in movies over the past 15 years. But he's done a decent amount of TV, including a recurring role on The Good Wife. Steve-O's wife, Chrissy, likes that show.
Good Wife?
good wife.
My wife. Our girl April from the gym starred in that show.
What?
She was the lead.
I don't know.
Even though Michael is doing much better than expected, he still has off days. Quote, the biggest problem I have now is balance. It's kind of tricky because you fall down a couple times at 55 and realize you are not 25 again.
Yeah, that's true.
Still hoping for a cure, but he's not holding his breath. He says, quote, I don't have expectations, but whatever happens, happens. I hope it's a good thing, God. And I trust it'll be a good thing.
I hope in my lifetime that they find a cure for that. I really do.
Yeah. Tom Holland will play Spider-Man in 3 standalone movies, but he will also appear in 2 more Marvel flicks after the debut, Captain America Civil War.
I'm so excited.
Me too. Beautiful. Beautiful Tom Holland. Bounce behind him, yeah. A younger version of Professor Dumbledore will appear in the 2nd Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Him. They have already said there's going to be 5 of them. There's no word yet on who will play him, but Johnny Depp was recently cast in the movie playing a friend of Dumbledore's named Gellert Grindelwald, who was like the OG evil guy.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. This next little piece of information is dedicated to none other than Samuel Swan. Thanks to Chicago's World Series victory, the song Go Cubs Go hit the Billboard charts for the first time since it came out in 1984.
Go Cubs Go!
84!
Go Cubs Go!
84! Party! They performed that on Saturday Night Live with Bill Murray. Did you guys see that?
Yep.
Cubby's actually performing that?
Go Cubs Go! Go!
You are so good at singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, so good at singing. Let's move on. A study has found that women have better memories than men. I don't remember where it came from, but it's probably right. I don't need a study to tell me women have better memories than men. If you've ever argued with a woman, then you know.
Hi.
I apologize. It's true, though. According to a new study, women's memories are stronger than men's. It's true at every age, every single age, but it becomes especially noticeable as people get older and their brains start slowing down. There is a catch. The researchers also found older women are more likely to be affected by dementia and Alzheimer's than men, and they think it could be because of major hormonal changes after menopause.
Wow.
No, dude, I'm telling you, my wife, yes. Ooh. Mind like an elephant.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They remember things, right?
Oh, so much.
Elephants? Man, I saw Zootopia, and it
elephants?
Was like, that elephant didn't remember anything.
Are you talking about elephants?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have heard of these elephants. A new study found it costs $37,000 more to raise a girl than a boy.
Mm.
The reason for the cost difference being extra money on clothes, toiletries, and cosmetics.
So yay! 3 boys! 3 boys! I'm gonna save some money, gonna keep having boys. Boys! How's that daughter treating you there, Dex?
Speaking of a daughter,
very, very expensive.
A girl got a syringe in her Halloween candy.
No.
For and now we know who put it there.
No.
Check this story out.
No.
Have you ever secretly suspected that your cat is spending its days planning on how to kill you?
Yes.
I have 2 cats, and they're both trying to kill me, but I have outwitted them at every turn, and I will continue to do so.
Ooh.
A 13-year-old girl in Brandon, Ontario, Canada, was going through her Halloween candy. She found a syringe in her bag. The cops investigated. They figured out what happened. The cat did it. That's right. Apparently, the family cat knocked over a box of insulin syringes on Halloween, and one of them fell into the candy bag.
Oh. This one's for you.
Even though we're pretty sure that that cat was trying to get rid of that girl so it could have all the attention again, the cops are saying that that's not the case and that the case is closed. A 21-year-old guy claimed he was a vampire and attacked a woman at a grocery store in New Hampshire Tuesday morning.
Gosh, don't do that!
Why not?
My heart!
Vampire.
Oh, I thought you meant attack someone pretending like you're a vampire.
No,
because
the
that
sound
is
effects.
Ill advice.
I mean, don't do the other thing too, but the sound effects, man!
The top soccer league in Greece shutting down temporarily after someone tried to burn down a referee's house.
That was on The Simpsons in 2003.
Yes, it was. And finally, a guy in Nebraska tried to light a cigarette with a blowtorch on Saturday.
Oh, my.
And he accidentally burned his house down.
Guys.
Good going,
come
Nebraska.
On, man. We all know if you don't have a lighter, you use the stove and burn your face instead.
Stop it. Don't burn your face.
Okay.
Also, smoking is stupid. Yeah, yeah, I said it.
Quit smoking those heatles.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I had some more news, but it's time to go, dogs.
It is time to go. Thank you for being a part of the show. You can leave a voicemail. We're asking you to leave a voicemail on our live line.
We need a bunch.
Instead of texting, you can also leave a voicemail. 585-LIVE. Tell us what you think of the morning show, the station. How has it impacted you? Because coming up in December is Star Week. And we got some big things planned, and we need those testimonies. So please share them. Leave a voicemail, 585-LIVE.
Hey.
Podcast will be up in a little bit. iTunes, Google Play, just search Morning Invasion.
I'm not posting it.
Yes, you are. You have to.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to go home and go to bed.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So sick, guys. I'm just so sick. Have a beautiful day.
Okay. Are you gonna, I mean,
Dex.
Are you gonna,
wow. Come on, man.
What's wrong?
Woo! Another one in the books, guys. Am I right? It was a great show. We did it. Good time.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3.
Oh! Random facts.
We already did that whole thing.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Hey, guys.
Whoa.
What are you doing, man? Just sweating. All of my hard work is paying off.
Wow, this is excellent. What are you doing?
I've been going to Bear Canyon CrossFit.
What? Bear Canyon CrossFit? Why? What is that?
Well, number one, it's the new podcast sponsor.
Oh, Booyah. Yeah.
And number two, it's where I go to get my sweat on.
Oh, now you poked the bear.
That's right. You can show up. Poke the bear with us. It's a lot of fun. And for $115 a month, you can get a limited CrossFit and a 12-month contract. Now, look, it sounds kind of crazy at first. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know about that. But you got to think about it, friends. This is an investment into your health, into your mental well-being, and into hanging out with us as friends. Mm. It's wonderful. Pay for our friendship.
You can find out all the details at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.